to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch. Tickle the Duke, useless prick. Kiss my left ball, dimwit. Bite my left nipple, ass wipe.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You know, when we travel out of town to do the show, Rob's friends don't join him.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that.
So, once again, I'm sorry. I've got to be the one to say.
I hate it when you do this.
No, don't do this.
Please.
Sieg Heil, stop it.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Mechanical Bull and all the ships at sea. Ask them about their hilarious videotapes of Kevin Meaney becoming someone's prison bitch. They're Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
What is this, March 5?
Right.
And here's the phone number from anywhere in America, including Philly, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., WJFK, 202-432-1067. And we're up in New York all this week at WNEW. Your hotline to us is 877-692-1027. Let's dive into calls. Let's do that. That's always a dangerous way to start the show.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, man, I'm from South Jersey. I'm always listening to YXC. I just want to tell you guys are going to make it. Don't listen to any of these people. They said same thing when Opie and Anthony and everything came on. Now everyone loves them. You guys are going to be the same.
Gotcha. Listen, as we mentioned yesterday, we've been down this road before.
Yeah, and we appreciate the support. We get a lot of people with opinions when we sign on in any new market, and we are jacked to be on in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We are going to conquer the city of brotherly love.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Joe.
From Green Lane, Pennsylvania.
Right on. Hi, buddy.
I listened to your show yesterday. It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Didn't YSB change their name to YSB Talks instead of YSB Rocks?
No, because YSP is still going to play music at night and on the weekends.
So they probably don't have to dive right into the change right now.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you why YSP is going to play music. This is actually... This is pretty funny about the PD, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned as a guy, when I worked in Chicago at a radio station called WLS 25 years ago, Tim was the music director.
Right.
And, back in the day.
Back in the heyday.
Back in the day. Oh, and let me say hi to everybody's favorite weedmeister. There is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
You know that back in the day, there was the deal with payola.
Right, yeah.
With record companies and payola. And Tim was the music director at WLS at the time. And I'm not saying that Tim took any payola.
Of course not.
I know that when I was the music director at radio stations, I took payola.
Oh, my God. Has the statute of limitations run out?
Yeah. I took payola. I took... I took some drugs in order to put a record on our charts.
Oh my God!
I took trips. Once I got a trip to the U.S. Open.
My God!
I got satin jackets. I actually one time got cash.
What a country.
I mean, listen, I'm telling you, it used to exist. What happens now is that
you're going to prison.
I'm getting to the point here. The point is now that you can't lie anymore to the trade magazines. For instance, when I would get a bag of pot,
oh God, you were cheap,
and yeah, I was. When I would get a, but it was good pot.
Well,
Maui pot.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it was important to you back then.
When I get, drug free now, incidentally. Oh,
completely clean now, and that's a good thing. Back then, you know, they probably could use a real small baggie.
And proud of the fact that I'm drug free, even though the company insists on a urine sample every month.
And it should be pointed out.
I'm here to tell you, that's simply a poppy seed.
It should be pointed out, you are not proud of this.
No.
Of this type of behavior, and you don't encourage youngsters.
I'm just telling you that back in the day, so the guy would, here's what it would be. The guy would have a piece of crap record that we'd never play on the radio station. And he'd say, what can I do to get you to call up Billboard and tell them that you're playing it and print it in a list of songs? And I'd say, well, give me a bag of pot.
Oh,
so the guy would give me a bag of pot. And what I would do is I would send out the list to the radio station magazines, and they would see that the radio station, in this case it was WPGC, they'd go, look, wow, WPGC added that record. And smaller stations would then say, well, if WPGC added the record, maybe we'll add the record.
Exactly.
And, of course, the smaller guys weren't getting the bags of pot.
No. And then eventually, if things worked out really well, you'd get that gold bag of weed.
So what's happened now is that now all the radio stations are monitored.
Right.
Meaning that the list that they print in, like, Billboard and Radio and Records, it's what stations actually play.
Yeah, so somebody can't be saying, hey, I'm playing this song, but the song sucks, and so I'm saying I'm playing it, but I'm really not.
So here's my point with Tim, and thank you for allowing me to get to this long-winded finale of the story.
Is Tim grabbing his collar right now nervously, or
no,
what?
No, no.
I mean, I don't know where you're going with this.
Because the reason YSP is going to continue to be the rock station,
I picture those blood pressure pills falling on the floor right now,
is that WYSP in Philadelphia is going to keep playing music at night and on the weekends.
Right.
And because Tim doesn't want YSP to lose its spot in the industry as being one of the main rock stations, he's gonna bang more current records,
right,
than he's ever banged in his life. I mean, I don't mean he's gonna have sex with the records. What I mean is
he's gonna play them.
He's gonna play
when this radio station is playing music at night on the weekends. You're going to hear everything.
Cool. Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, anybody, even on a small label, no.
That's right. If you got a bag of pot,
oh, no.
Call WYSP.
Stop it now.
Because Tim will play the record.
That's our new home.
You're
kidding, of course.
No, listen, the deal is that YSP is going to remain a rock station because it's not all talk.
Right.
Okay, did I answer your question?
I went to AC. Did you ever in your wildest dreams expect to get an answer to your question like that?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty long.
Sorry about that. Well, maybe you understand why it's important to Tim to keep the music image for WYSP and to play the music, because he doesn't want to lose the fact that although he doesn't get payola anymore.
Right.
Or nobody gets payola anymore.
Nobody gets payola.
I'm not saying Tim ever did.
Right.
I know that Tim... Tim doesn't keep his Don and Mike workout regimen by going out to lunch and buying lunch himself all the time.
There you go.
That I think a lot of it now is...
And that's perfectly legal.
It's the record guys taking him out to lunch.
Just
and
lunch.
You know,
I want to ask this guy about Atlanta. I went to Atlantic City. Why did you bring that up?
Hello?
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mike.
No problem.
Is this the same guy?
Hello?
Hello?
Different guy, Mike.
Sounds like a different guy.
Is this the same guy or a different guy?
This is a different guy.
Different guy. Turn your radio down. Please.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You're on the air, DA.
Hey, how
are
y'all doing? I'd like to know, how did you guys meet?
Oh, it's such a tragic story.
We'll tell you that at some other time. I mean, we can't keep doing retellings of stories, but...
No, just suffice to say... Don helped me out when I needed to be helped out.
Mike was down on his luck.
Yeah. I was homeless and living in a refrigerator box.
So now...
doing impressions on the street.
Tim, Tim still needs to have the reputation with the record guys. That's why he's going to play the
music guy.
Play the music. So he gets Tim, his free lunches.
Has Tim sanctioned all of this?
No.
You know, this is how much of this is just your own speculation, you know?
Oh, no. I've talked to Tim about it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I bet he's glad he did.
I had the discussion with him on Friday.
I bet he's real happy.
We got to let the record community know. No, and I'm telling the record community on Tim's behalf that YSP will continue to play today's hottest rock music.
Excellent. Right now in Philadelphia, a receptionist is walking by the office. There's a man with a very red face on the floor in convulsions.
No. And YSP will continue to play the best rock when the talk shows aren't on. And Tim would love to get a giant bag of pot.
No.
Or a
Dopper.
Or a bag of Stacker 2 or the the heart, the blood.
I don't think Stacker 2 and his blood pressure medication definitely go together.
Whatever the blood pressure stuff is that he's taking.
Big bag of steaks.
Hello, yeah, big bag of steaks.
A ham.
Big bag of Omaha steaks.
Hey, listen, I got a brand new record for you, and I brought you a ham.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Quiet!
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, cool.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Well, first off, I'll tell you what. I listened to you guys yesterday. I don't know why they call you Howard Stern wannabes, because I'll tell you what. Howard Stern, you get drunk off him because you get so much wine out of the guy. All right, I'm also calling you from north of from Philly. I'm calling you in Allentown. Philly's got no taste if they don't like you.
Now, listen, Philadelphia's going to love us. I appreciate the fact that everybody's calling in today saying to dig the show. Let's just do the show.
Sure. I really think that, you know, everybody does have an opinion, and nobody's going to have more of an opinion than the very first time you hear a radio show. Right. But I got to tell you, this show, like most shows, you have to give it a decent amount of time and let it grow on you, and I'm delighted with the calls that say they listen to one show and they dig it already. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you, my friend. We do appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I'll tell you this. The first time I watched Judging Amy, I didn't like it.
But it grew on you.
But now, man, is it a factor in my TiVo schedule.
Well, right. As I always tell you, spend some time with Tyne Daly.
Right.
And she will stick to you like herpes on your lip.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And Providence.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, they're horrible.
Delete that out, please.
Thank you.
Delete that out, please.
Thank you so much. That's
use. Listen, you can say anything you want. Just don't use that language, honey.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Use guys. Hey, use guys. All right. More to the... still more phone calls? Oh, Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, it's John from Philly. How you doing?
Hi, John. We're doing great.
Good. When do you guys plan on coming to Philadelphia?
Well, now, there's two reasons we could come to Philadelphia. One would be to do a show.
Right.
And I think we're going to come up there in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find a reason to come there and do an in-studio show. And the other reason would be the fact that we have a bowling team.
We have the worst...
I'm a truck driver. I listen to you guys all the time. And I always lose you guys between Virginia and Maryland area through Baltimore. I don't hear you guys going through Baltimore. Then I get you guys again through Philadelphia.
I don't know if...
That was great. I love it. You guys are both best.
Thank you. We bowl. We
bowl badly, but we do bowl.
We suck. As a matter of fact, we are the worst bowling team in the world. But what we do is we do try to go out and meet the good people who listen to and support the show. We bowl every week.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, we're just going to get our asses kicked because
it's the first time we've bowled against professional bowlers.
Wow. Lisa, would you? Hey, Rummy, would you come in and give me that information?
I actually have it right here.
Oh, you got it, Rum?
7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Chelsea Piers. We'll be taking on Red Storm, which is three pros, two male, one female, and the National Amateur Champion Bowler.
You know, if you can't find the name at least of one of those pros, because I know some of these guys have been on the tube, right? For those people who
ESPN
are
5.
Pathetic enough to sit home and watch bowling.
I watched it this weekend.
There she is.
The Pro Bowlers Tour?
Yeah, it wasn't any of the guys that we're going to bowl against.
No.
Really? But haven't some of these guys been on TV?
I'd never heard of them.
What are the names, Lisa? Do you have the names?
No, not here.
Well, I have a question. I'm not busting chops here, okay? But
here
how can you call them pros if they haven't been on TV?
Well, do they have, like... Because bowling, hello, is not on TV a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, don't all the big-time pros, don't they occasionally make it to the tube? Yeah.
Do you know how often bowling is on TV, seriously?
How often?
Not that often.
Exactly.
Like, I think ESPN just started it again.
Well, actually, you know, Don, like, when you guys come to Florida, I like to challenge you guys in a game.
Lisa just asked me to name a bowler. And, how about
the late Earl Anthony?
The great Earl Anthony.
And, yes, I accept the challenge. If you would like us to bowl you in Philly, hold on and... give Lisa the information, okay?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Thank you for listening, my friend.
I guess what I'm saying is we'll find out when we see them that they're pros.
Listen, sure. All I know is that these guys are allegedly the best bowlers that we've ever bowled against in our life.
That's good.
And we suck ass. And here's the ad that's been written for me to read. Want to see true embarrassment? Watch the Dynamite Gutterballs turn 8 shades of crimson as they take on Red Storm. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Chelsea Piers. Red Storm is 3 pros and a national amateur champion. Check out stormbowling.com. See you at the piers. The password is 900 pin handicap. Toodaloo ass. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, we're going to be sported about 900 points tomorrow.
I think I might iron my bowling shirt.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Already had mine cleaned.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
I just want to say I love you guys. I listen in the New York market. And,
thanks.
Know, don't worry about it. You guys are gonna get there.
We never do, sir.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I was in Wawa the other day buying a cup of coffee, and they had a Scott and Todd Wacky Blend.
What does it taste? What does it taste like? Facelift?
Actually, I didn't try it, but
it's the Scott and Todd Wawa special. Tastes like facelift and chin work.
It's fantastic. A blend of Colombian coffees with just a hint of formaldehyde.
Shake it right now. Does it have their dumb pictures on the cup?
No, it doesn't. It's in one of those decanters that you pump. But it says on it, a nutty, and nutty is in quotation, blend of macadamia and hazelnut.
Please, kill me before that ever happens to us.
Please stop by the Wawa and try the Scott and Todd blend.
And buy some candy. With just a hint of feces.
That's good coffee.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the update. That's pretty funny.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Okay,
what am I doing? I'm taking calls or all the lines are ringing. You know what? I'm going to go away from the calls for a second. First I want to say we're going to have a big contest on Thursday. We got to talk about that. We're going to be giving away money. And I got a couple of thoughts about how we can give away the money. But I just want to say that I'm going with my wife. Listen, my cunny honey is really, really doing it to me. She... No, Rob.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, lucky you.
No, not that.
Oh.
Not, she's still banging me, but you know what she's doing? She's bringing the D word back into our lives.
The D word that's been in my life for a while?
Oh, no, not divorce. No.
Okay.
No, another D word.
Okay, because I like to think of it, Don, as the S word that's in my life right now, the separation word. That's it.
Not the most expensive D word.
That's right. Think
decorator.
About it.
Decorator.
That's right.
Oh.
Decorator up here?
No. Back in D.C.
Oh, you mean that same lady?
No, a different decorator.
Uh-huh.
And you know
maybe
why?
You like this one.
Yeah. No, I won't. And the reason that I just got off the phone and I just found this out. I said, why do we need a decorator? We have a great house. We've lived in this house.
Beautiful.
We were agreed that the house is perfect.
Yeah. It's been about 5 years.
What we need is apparently we need to build a wing, if you will, for my in-laws. Who apparently
are going to live with you?
Apparently at some point.
Are going to be living with you.
One or both of them will be living with
Ladies
me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sitcom has now begun.
Wow. I said to her, why do we need, they live in Ocean City. God love them. Big Frida and Les. They're like, you know, my in-laws are
one
like
floor.
My parents. They got a place up in Ocean City, Maryland, and we got a place right next door.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you want to spend time with your parents, let's go to Ocean City. That's why we got the place next door to them in Ocean City. She said, no, I want my mom and dad to come down here.
Let me give you a concept. Assisted living community.
And I said to her, well, that's great. We've got a guest room. And she said, well, no, what I want is something special just for mom and dad.
Like a completely self-sufficient wing of the house with its own kitchen?
What she has envisioned is off to the side of the house by where, like, where my cave is.
Specialty bathroom.
That you have, what you have is a garage,
right,
which we don't need. I mean, we have two cars, and we have a two-car garage. That's all we need. I'm not Ken Stevens. I don't need a friggin' six-car garage.
See, you want to put this above your garage?
Yes, and
what's stairs, though.
And, oh, no, Mike, no, it's not stairs.
Elevator?
No, you know that there are two thoughts. First is because my father-in-law, and he's doing much better, incidentally. He's had some health problems recently.
He is a good man. I like less.
That we get the handicapped ramps so that if he was in his wheelchair, if he was not able to walk, we'd be able to push him up.
Right.
The other thought would be to get one of them things that you sit in.
And go up the stairs.
Oh, stair lift.
You know that thing that you
I used
sit
to have,
in.
When I was a kid, I used to go to my aunt's house, and she had one of those, and the kids love it.
Sure.
To play on them, there's no more fun.
Listen, all I know is that I'm blindsided with this. I'm blindsided. Here's how the discussion went with my wife. She says to me, you know what I think we need? Unless she says this to me a couple weeks ago. I think we need some new shrubs out front. You know, some bushes. And it's like, I don't care about that. That's fine. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Well, the next thing I know, the next time I hear about it, it's, I got a decorator. I said, whoa. Why'd you get a decorator? For some plants outside. She said, well, no, I'm still working on that plan. That, you know, we're going to have like a little courtyard or whatever that she wants to do out front of the house. But now we're building the wing.
Are you now? Is this like knocking out a wall and using existing space?
Uh-huh.
Or actually, because you're doing it over the garage, right?
No. It's going to be another garage on the other side. You know how the garage is on the right side of the house?
Yeah.
There could be another garage on the left side of the house.
Next to your cave.
Cave. So that it. So
you're
going
to put a garage there and then have a wing up top?
Yes.
See, you get an extra garage space, too.
Well, yeah. What's going to go in the extra garage?
Wait a minute, Rob. Isn't that going to look a little wacky? Isn't that going to look a little
strange? She's got a way worked out. Mm. She's got, you know, I got home, and I mean, there were the plans and junk that she, I mean, she's got, you know, and it's really, hey, hello, that ain't cheap either to get some guy to draw the fancy pictures for you.
No. You don't see houses very often with a two-car garage on one side and a car garage on the other and living space in between.
Well, she really doesn't, I don't think she looked at that so much as a garage as she does as perhaps a living room area.
Well, that's different.
Now
you're talking. I mean, now you're talking something real special.
But what it means eventually is that one or both of my in-laws
will live with you.
Will be living with me.
You will be an adult caretaker. The Waltons.
And I am. Listen, I
nobody
love them.
Better for the job. I know you love your in-laws.
I love them to death. No pun intended. I love them to death, and I love the visiting.
There's an outside shot. I just should warn you. I don't know whether you've thought about that. This arrangement will be forever.
Well, how else could it be? How else could it be, Mike?
Well, it could be.
I mean, we have a guest room already that is known as Grandma and Pop-Pop's room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now we're going to build them their own apartment that's attached to my freaking house.
Well, it'll probably improve the value of your home.
Yes. Well, that's what she keeps telling me.
Because with a nice little additional space down on the main level, it should be terrific. And
that's
you know what
she tells me.
And if your in-laws aren't going to live there, you know, heck, I haven't made any final plans yet.
I ain't written that to you.
I really haven't made any final plans yet. The only thing I would require would be my own entrance.
The only thing that I said to my wife is, that's fine, but here's what I want to do. If you're going to do this, you know, maybe you should call her up. Rob,
okay.
Give her a call. I'm sure she's at on her cell. Hold on, let me see.
Is there going to be a fireplace down in the new area?
Yeah.
I like it already. Would my room have a fireplace? Well, you know, if your in-laws are going to be up in that other level, that means now the guest room will be available.
Mike, you're not living with me.
Just checking.
Let me just tell you, I got an idea.
Hello?
Sweetie.
Yeah.
Hi, baby. Listen, I'm talking about the wing for your mom and dad.
I'm thrilled, Frida.
Well, that's interesting because I'm in a little store right now just chatting, decorating.
And here's what I'm thinking.
But
I'm thinking,
so unusual, you would catch me while I was shopping.
I'm thinking that if we go ahead with this plan, and what am I saying, if we go ahead with this plan, you're going to do it no matter what I say.
It's underway.
Here's what we do, that we equip your mom and dad with, you know the electric fence that we have for the dogs?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
That we equip your mom and dad with collars.
So they can't come into your living area?
And what we do is we put down the electric fence in the areas of the house where they're not allowed.
No, I think what we have with the dogs in the electric fence is so that they can never leave.
So there would be a perimeter for your in-laws.
So that they would always have to be with us, so they couldn't go. They couldn't go home.
Just tell me something. Is this the master plan? Is it to have one or both of them live with us? Is that the master plan?
The way it's working out for me, as you go on to other cities and you have to establish a base there, is that I'm easing you out and easing them in.
Oh, come on, honey.
So a very smooth transition.
Don't spare my feelings. Just tell me one or both of them. You know, I mean, God forbid anything should happen to either of them. I love them. I truly do. But at some point, just tell me how much time I've got.
Okay. they don't want to live with us while they're still healthy. But when the diaper stage happens, yes, they want you taking care of them.
Oh, God. Okay, that means I've got, I don't know. What's today's date?
Today is March 5th.
I got maybe 2 weeks left. I got a couple of weeks left before my in-laws move in with me. All right, well, you know what? I love you and I love them, and I'll deal with it. But just please do me a favor. Please do it on the cheap. Do it on the cheap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So put the grab bar in the bathroom that as soon as somebody leans on it, they go slamming against the shower.
Well, you know how you can go cheap? I got advice for both of you. You can go cheap by going retro. Dial telephones, antique toilets.
Right.
You know, and it'll be like kind of living in yesteryear.
Sure.
It seems to me that Mike, at this stage of his life, he might be a little lonely.
I am.
And he might want a nice family to come home to in the area.
I already told him he can't live with us.
It sounds like you guys are going to just have tons of space.
No, that you might want to have a little place where my parents could be taken care of, too. That I would be willing to share them with you.
Oh, you mean
so that you won't be lonely.
So, in other words, when I'm making my new living arrangements, that I take your in-laws into account?
If it could be handicapped accessible,
yeah,
and that's probably good with your drinking problem anyway.
I think that would be fine.
Grab bars around the house are probably a good idea for you.
And you know what? I'll throw in a rascal.
All right.
All right.
She'd love that.
All right. Love you.
All right. Goodbye, sweetie.
Just be careful with that money, honey.
All right. I'm careful.
Please.
I'm careful with it. I know exactly where it's going.
Please, for God's sake.
You got to do it.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
You got to do it.
You know what? You're missing the silver lining here.
Please.
This is a prototype.
What is the silver lining?
This is a prototype. If this works out, this is a prototype for the leisure camp.
Well, only if they'll wear the collars.
You know,
they won't. They
only
won't
if I can get them in the collars. And boy, what if it could be like, what was that great movie? Scanners. If they move too far from the property, just
Les, boom.
Les, stay away from the front. Les, boom. The heads blow clean off.
It's all how you spin it. It's not free to put on this big Frida put on this collar. It's big Frida. I got you a necklace.
I forgot you have a microphone when we're up in New York, Rob.
Hold on. He gives me helpful advice, Mike.
He gives me a helpful headache.
You know, God forbid that... You know, first off, I wish you nothing but the best, obviously.
Yes, yes.
But God forbid, whether it's in this marriage or your next marriage or in your next life.
Yes.
God forbid that your in-laws come to live with you.
You know what? I'm thinking, I'm listening to the way you live your life and the way you do things and the way you go along with all this stuff. And maybe if I'd just been a little more accepting of certain decisions my wife had, I wouldn't be in this predicament right now.
You mean, did your wife want her parents to move in with you?
No, I'm talking about everything. I've observed you. I watch it much more carefully now than I have
before. I cave on everything.
You cave on everything. And I was thinking, as I have been examining my marriage and my life, I am saying to myself, perhaps if I caved on everything, you know, things would be a little bit different right now. I think that that makes a lot of sense. That has been your strategy. And
always.
I mean, you complain, but you always cave.
That's how I've stayed married for 20 years.
That's the secret, correct?
I always lose. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is that it? Is that your advice to anybody getting married?
Yeah.
Always be prepared to lose.
Just cave, because you're always going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
As long as she wins, mm-hmm. you're okay, man.
Right.
You got nothing to, you know, this is going to be like when... the Fonz moved into the garage above Mr. and Mrs. C's house on Happy Days.
Mrs. C. And he called her Mrs. C for a reason.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
Mrs. C, you in Toledo. So, anyway, that's what's happening in my life. Great news that I think they're planning on starting whatever major construction this will be very soon.
That's exciting for you. And it sounds like you're going to get a little more living space in your place. So that's cool. I mean, upstairs they will be, but you'll have something new to play with down downstairs. Is there anything that's going to benefit you in this project?
No.
None.
No, not except zapping my in-laws.
Bigger cave, perhaps?
No, there's no expansion for me in this.
Well, you said there's going to be a living room on the bottom floor.
Well, that will be, you know what that is, really, in reality?
A sunroom for your wife to paint in?
Yes, it's the artist room.
Because
she can't just stand in a corner and look outside and paint. She's got to have a room to paint in.
If you look on the bottom floor, these are the built-in speakers that will play the light classical music, while upstairs we will have a special bidet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, this is David.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on? I have a question.
Yeah.
Delete.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, my friend.
Amen, brother.
Sneaky little bastards.
Yeah.
These sneaky little bastards.
Sneaky little bastards. We're on to ye.
Should I really torture? I could call my mother-in-law now.
I love to have Big Frieda on the show, and she's, I think, wonderful. This is an opportunity. She listens. Are we still on down in Ocean City, Maryland?
Yeah, but we're on tape delay.
All right, well, she won't hear it till later. But when she, you know, this will be an opportunity for you. You've always had a special relationship with her, and now you can tell her that you're very excited about her moving into your home. Which sounds like it's going to be by the end of the summer.
And for those of you in Philly, listen, my mother-in-law, she sounds very much like my wife. I don't know, did I dial it correctly? Hello?
And she can dance. Perhaps you can ask
Mike,
her.
That was one at their 50th anniversary. One time I danced with her.
She said you had a firm hand in the small of her back.
One time
and
I danced with her.
She enjoyed the way you led her.
Today you can ask her collar size.
I can one. Oh, yeah, that's
ask
right.
Ask her collar size.
That's probably got it down.
This is going to be very special. And you know, you like Les, and it'd be somebody to watch the games with.
Sure. No, I love my father-in-law. I love both of them.
Will you be cooking for them every night?
I love both of them. Shut up. You have a way of.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Pop.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me. You're on the air. How you feeling?
Fine. How are you, Don?
Outstanding, everybody. Here's my father-in-law.
Les, how are you?
Les. Fine. Mike?
So glad to hear you're
doing buddy?
Okay.
How's everything?
Good.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, can I give Les credit? Les always says hi to all of us. Yeah. I always love him.
Very
really
nice.
Good.
Is Big Frieda around?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Thank you. That's my father-in-law.
Honey?
Great guy. Here we go. Honey, here you go. Honey, you're on the air.
Show him your sign.
What was your sign? Between the toes. She's not going to be like that lady in that commercial.
Okay.
I'm not going to be rubbing her feet. Hey, Big Frieda, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Listen, glad to hear Pop's out of, back from his visit to the hospital.
Yeah, they turned him loose.
Here's the deal. I'm discussing with Frieda the decorations that we're doing at the house.
Uh-huh.
And really, let's cut through it. At what point do you envision you guys just living full-time with us?
Well, not before next month.
Not before next month.
Yeah.
All right, and
there you go.
Let me ask you, how do you...
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Big Frieda. How are you? I'm glad to hear Les is doing well.
How do you envision this? You know that deal we have with the dogs, the electric fence?
Uh-huh.
How would you feel about wearing a...
A collar.
She's with it.
Now, Rob suggested I don't call it a collar, that I call it a necklace.
A necklace.
You
mean...
A love necklace.
You called to tell me you bought me a beautiful new necklace.
There you go.
A beautiful new blue necklace.
It's beautiful. You can make it decorative, and you could probably make it with precious stones, only it'll have just an electronic box on it.
Hey, I could stand a charge now and then.
It's an electro...
Hanging around the fence.
It's an electro necklace.
Oh, I love it.
The kids are wearing them.
Fantastic.
All right,
it might be the biggest thing that happens to me.
Right. Big Frieda, can I ask one question?
Sure.
This is Mike, and I don't know whether you're familiar with what I've been going through lately, but I have some living situations that are going to be changing in my life rather soon. I'm wondering if when you do move in, if I could occasionally just drop by.
Oh, sure.
Thank
sure.
you.
You mean, Les is pretty, housebound, but I'm Frieda.
Very good.
You mean drop by to visit my in-laws?
Sleepover.
I'm still thinking about the electric collar. That's beginning to sound real good.
Okay.
Okay, I like that.
All right.
People like a charge in life.
Fantastic.
No, I'm in charge of the power on that. It's my camp. I mean house. All right.
I have a broad shoulder to cry on, Mike. So if you ever need someone, just
thank you, Frida. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Wonderful. You'll want to do that.
I will.
Good luck getting off the phone. You ever call her to talk about your? She do love to talk.
Oh, good.
Well, and mother-in-law.
Well, that's what we were put on earth for.
Very good.
That's
all right. Well, I guess you know Frida's out there with the people now. I mean, it's happening now as we speak.
Oh, well, that's nice. She told me about it. It sounds wonderful, what she has planned. And the biggest thing about it of all is that I think there won't be wasted space or wasted effort for a couple events, you know. So if we can't get there very often, that type of thing.
All right. Well, listen, love you. And
love you too, honey.
You know, you're welcome. I don't mean you're welcome like that. I mean,
you're more than welcome to this. You're excited about
that's
it.
What I'm saying.
Right. And he is. I'm looking at him, Big Frida, and he's jacked about it. I know he's joking around, but he's jacked about it.
That's what I'm saying is, you know, you're welcome anytime, of course. Now, I thought that the guest room we had was plenty, but if, you know, if it makes my Frida happier to build you a freaking house that's attached to my house, that's okay with me.
Don says
well,
it's never
see,
like...
It's fine. I can make it anytime, but it's pop. And the big thing about Don is that he always does make us feel welcome. He is a good, good kid.
Well, he said to me, it's not like in-laws, it's like your mom and dad to him. He said that a lot of times on the air as well.
That's true. I love him.
He's just another one of the kids here.
I love him very much.
We love him.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
And hi, Rob, and hi, Buzz.
Hi, Big Frida. Bye.
Take care of New York.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
It's done.
It's all set.
Next month.
You know, here's the thing, and I do truly love them. There's no doubt about that. That they're better parents to me. God knows than my own parents are. But really, Frida comes from a family of five kids.
Yeah.
Why me?
Because you've done it. You're the man. You've done. You have. You and Frida.
But why me?
Have always been. You've always taken point.
I know.
Okay. You take care of that family. That's your role.
All right. Okay. So
cherish that family, man. Wrap your arms around it. Be happy you still got it. Honest to God.
Anyway, it's happening. But
be happy that someone loves you and that you're part of something big with families and dinners and get-togethers.
Okay. All
Jesus
right.
Christ, fall on your knees and thank God that you have people around you
all
that
right.
love you.
Okay, I will. It's just, you know, just a thought of old person stink.
For the love of God. No, all right, I'm done.
Okay. Anyway, so that's my news.
Congratulations.
That my in-laws are moving in. They're going to be living with me.
That's right.
That's good.
Fantastic.
Well, you know, I think you know you can be Don Geronimo, disc jockey, caregiver.
So listen, here's something else I want to discuss with you. The contest on Thursday, we have money to give away.
Excellent.
We have money for men and women. We have $500 for guys and $500 for girls.
Very good.
The money we're giving away on Thursday's show, courtesy of the Dish Network. Call 1-800-333-333-DISH.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I know we got to go to a break, but let me just throw this out to you that I was thinking of two possible contests. Mm-hmm. One contest for guys and for girls would be the most hairless person.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, shaved head, shaved eyebrows, shaved armpits, shaved chest, shaved legs, shaved genitals.
Will there be no discrimination for diseases?
No, absolutely not. That's
very good.
That's right.
Hey, Rob, it's the hairless person. I'm sorry.
All you diseased folk, welcome. If in fact, that's what we go with.
Right.
Or the other thought that I had.
Just the first thing that popped into my head.
The other thought that I had would be the most unusual item that you can bring into the studio and remove from an orifice. What is the most, and we would just, you come into the studio, you pull down your pants, and...
Jesus Christ, it's a coat rack!
And you, and what we decide is the most outrageous, the most unusual item that someone produces from a body orifice would win the money.
This is not the best smelling lamp I've ever seen.
So... So we should talk about that, because I'm wide open to doing either contest. Which,
so to speak.
Which do you guys like better? Do you like the...
nice blunder, sir.
Do you like... which? Just,
I like both of them. How about the most unusual thing that you can pull out of a hairless person?
If you had to vote right now, what would you vote for? Which one?
I'd vote for the one that's going to be shut, messed up, and destroyed by the lawyers, which is the most unusual thing you can pull out of yourself.
Okay. And Robbie?
I'm inclined to agree.
Buzz?
It's got to be the wildest.
And yeah. Lisa, what do you think? Which one?
Dude.
Are you even listening today? Oh, no, she's on the telephone. Never mind.
Producing.
She's only producing the show. all right, we'll talk about that in a second. Which contest do you like better, hairless or something?
So it's yeah, I think we're all unanimous.
All right, well, then that's the contest.
Smuggle something in.
And I guess we'll give you some details on that. Now, today, just let me tell you, it's jam-packed. We'll start with the Kathy C. Gifford update.
Ew.
Also, we've got some good Arnold stuff happening today on the show.
Very good.
Oh, my God. Larry's coming in. Oh, Larry Michael is, he's emceeing the Tough Woman Fighting Championship.
The right. Tough Woman Fighting Competition, Don.
So he's coming in, and one of the broads will be on the telephone. Today's show will be jam-packed. Let's start with a call 100 right now, 877-365-3636, the national number, D.C., 202-432-1067, New York on NEW, 877-692-1027. Dial recklessly, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that is certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
Oh, I forgot it's got this howl thing at the beginning. Great. I should have cued past this, I guess.
I kind of dig it, though.
Come on, where's the song?
Scary.
Stop howling. Start singing.
There you go.
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. Time for call 100 here. Here we go. Hello. A Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I'm from 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, it's Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. Where are you from?
Saddlebrook, New Jersey.
Kenny, listen, please enjoy American Pie 2. Oh, the unrated version. Much better than the rated version.
Yeah.
American Pie 2, the unrated version now on pay-per-view. Enjoy it. Available on Comcast, In Demand, and Cox Cable. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show. Hold on a second. As I mentioned, Larry Michaels coming on in a couple of seconds to talk about the Tough Woman World Fighting Championship.
Tough Woman World Fighting Championship, Tom.
He's bringing one of the women by, or she's calling her something.
She's mighty tough. I hope he brings her in studio.
I think she's on the phone, right, Lisa? Yeah, she's Mike, she's on the phone.
Maintaining the great tradition of the Don and Mike Show to have as few people in studio as possible.
Here's an update for you on Kathy C. Gifford.
What has she done?
Well, she deserves this.
Oh, good.
I'm reading an article about Kelly Lee Ripa, about how fantastic Kelly Lee Ripa is.
Well, she is, I agree.
And how the ratings for the Regis show have gone up since Kathy C. Gifford left.
Yeah. She's much more of a hottie, too.
And well, you know what? Let me just see. You know, at some point we got to get back to re-rating the women. We've got to finish that
up. Is Kelly Ripa on our list?
Yeah, we've rated her.
She's a Ripa.
Let me see.
In a real Ripa, mate.
And the overall, is this the newest list right here, you think?
No.
Okay, give me an updated.
Our updated rating women list.
Which will be available very soon, both in a cheap mimeographed form and in the also cheap laminated form, miniaturized, so you can carry it with you in your wallet. Anytime anybody asks you about a woman,
you say, "Here's the rating list," and whip it out. Excellent.
And you can actually get our ratings on the women. So I know we've rated Kelly Ripa. Anyway, the article says Kelly Lee Ripa is doing a great job. And what has happened to Kathy Lee?
Yeah.
What has happened to Cunny Lee Gifford? Well, of course she...
Look at how small that story is, though, you know. Remember she used to be front page fodder?
Yes. Here we go. Mike, in our overall ratings, Kelly Lee Ripa is 23rd, the 23rd hottest woman out of 73 we've rated.
Would you give her what I give her?
I give her a 5.9. You give her a 7.9.
Yeah, I like her.
That rounds out to a 6.9.
She does it for me.
Yeah. Well, I like her too. She's cute, but I mean, if we're
and she really came back after the last baby. Yeah, sure
if
did.
If we're gonna be picky, she does kind of have the Joker mouth. And
see, you've never liked women with large mouths.
And
I love Julia Roberts because you know I like the big teeth. I like the toothy smile.
And the boobs didn't come back after the baby.
Right.
I mean, the boobs now, I think she takes her shirt off and looks like the sun made raisins.
You really think so?
Well,
you can't. There's no way of telling.
I study the broad on television every morning at 9 o'clock when she comes out with Regis.
I think it's the mouth issue. You don't like Julia Roberts. You don't like Kelly Ripa. You don't like Bonnie Franklin.
No. It's and I do like Kelly Ripa. I gave her a 5.9, which is a pretty damn good score.
Welcome these women with oversized mouths.
All right. So listen. So Kelly Lee Ripa, and we'll get back to rating women.
That's something
everybody in Philadelphia doesn't know about.
Thank you.
We rate women. We've done this for years. Before the magazines did it.
We are the women with big mouths.
we rate them like they're pieces of meat on
a scale
of 1 to 10.
Join our family.
So there's a giant two-page article on Kelly Lee Ripa. And then at the bottom, it gives you a brief update on what Connie Lee Gifford's doing.
And you know Kathy Lee reads those articles, too. So it's got a killer that they've got the big spread on Kelly Lee, and then they've got Kathy Lee in the bottom corner.
She leaves the Regis show on July 28th, 2000. She took her family on a Mediterranean cruise, of course, on Carnival. Since then, she put out an album. Remember we played that on the air? The awful album called Heart of a Woman.
It sold like 5 copies?
It sold 38,000 copies.
Wow!
She wanted to go on the Regis and Kelly Lee show to promote the record. They said no. Instead, she went on the Today Show. She did the thing when she was in the E! Exclamation Channel movie of the week
with Howie Mandel. It was really one of the worst things I've ever seen on television.
And then she also played just an awful role on Just Shoot Me,
right,
where she was David Spade's girlfriend.
Yeah, the cameos, the celebrity cameos, which really will run out in probably 6 months.
Well, here is your Kathy C. Gifford update. And let me say that she has finally sunk to the level that I think we all really believe she belongs to be at.
Good, I want
to
hear this.
On March 9th, just days from now, she returns to the New York stage. However, it's not on Broadway.
No?
It's not even off Broadway.
No.
It's in the Helen Hayes Theater Company in Nyack, New York. And you might ask, what is the capacity?
What's she going to be doing?
Well, first let me guess the capacity.
The capacity of the theater, 200 people.
588 people.
Small theater.
She stars in Thumbs, which was written by Rupert Holmes.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Rupert Holmes is the douchebag who wrote that song.
Pina Colada.
If you like pina coladas.
If you like making love at midnight.
That's right. He says, Rupert Holmes. And God, Rupert Holmes.
When's the last time you even heard Rupert Holmes?
Yeah.
It says here that song was out in 1979, so you're talking, 22 years ago.
His brother's much more famous anyway.
Who's that?
Larry
Holmes, the Easton Assassin.
Right.
Lay Holmes. Rupert Holmes says, wow, that was a loud gulp.
Sorry about that. I've got the big mouth. That's the reason. Normally I'd have a smaller orifice.
Yeah.
But see, this is the super, is there a name for this, Rob? Is there a name for this hole that I have? Is it like the super big gulp, big mouth thing?
Is that like a 35-ounce bottle or something? What is the?
It's just, if you'll notice, there's your average-sized hole.
You've got a bigger hole.
For the liquid to come out. This is a bigger hole.
On your Mountain Dew bottle.
Not really coordinating it very well.
Rupert Holmes says that when we were discussing casting for this play that's going to be in a theater that holds 500 people.
We were discussing who the hell can we get.
We were discussing casting. Her name was the first to come up.
Right.
Right.
Kathy Lee didn't have to audition. By day 3, she had all of her lines memorized. She's hilarious. She's a great actress.
Wow, there you go.
I didn't feel like that coming from Mr. Rupert Holmes.
Yeah, baby.
Coming from Rupert Holmes.
I can hear the conversations. We think this is going to go to Broadway very quickly.
Sure.
We're starting in Nyack, but we're going to make it to Broadway.
Let me see. Do we have that stupid Pina Colada song?
I don't think it's on that set. Let me check on the musical.
What's the name of the musical? It is a musical, obviously.
Yes, it's called...
There's where it's going to die.
No. I take it back, Mike. A non-musical.
Oh, it's a non-musical.
Called Thumbs.
Thumbs.
Thumbs up the ass.
That's with Kathy Lee with her thumb there.
So that's the Cunny Lee update for you.
Well, good luck to Kathy C.
Now we could certainly segue right into rating women, but I don't think that's going to work right now. Let's just answer some phone calls. And then, I know what I want to do. I'll read you some mail we got from Jill. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey.
Right.
Oh, hey, 40.
Mr. 40.
Hey, what's up, Mr.
40? Hey.
What's up, Mr. 40?
Hey, what's going on, dog? I just wanted to say what's up. I ain't called in a little while. I'm in the studio mastering my project right now, but just want to say what's up to Philly. You know, can't wait to come have a beer and a cheese steak.
How much time have you spent in the studio with your new enterprise, Mr. 40?
Say what?
Translate for him, please.
Mr. 40, how long have you been recording your new rap record?
That's a good one. That's a good question. But the new joint is just a maxi single. It's going to be 5 songs, and it's going in the stores. So that's why we're mastering it right now.
Anything we should be looking for? Any song titles you can give us?
Yeah, I'm going to bring you IS with y'all again so you can play it. Because actually, I say, you know, the Don and Mike Show on the single. That's the one that's going to be on the radio.
All right. Well, there he is, everybody. Mr. 40. We call him Mr. 40 because he loves drinking the 40-ouncers.
Yeah.
And we love you, Mr. 40. And the best memory we have of Mr. 40 is the most recent memory.
Yeah, he was just driving along next to our RV when we were handing out money to our listeners. And, you know, he had his big 40-ounce malt liquor with a cop car 6 blocks behind him. He's 6 inches behind
him. He's driving in the breakdown lane. He's driving in the emergency lane. And out the window of the car, he's hanging, and he's just got a bottle in a bag.
Not realizing that the county police officer was within eyesight.
Hey, I love you, Mr. 40. Talk to you soon.
Right.
Sounds like Mr. 40 might be starting early this morning.
You know what? The boxer can wait till Larry gets here. I want to wait to talk to the boxing girl is on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Well, what time's Larry supposed to be here?
He's here.
Oh, he's here?
Hi.
Oh, all right. Well, then you know what? I won't go to the
Larry Michael.
I won't go to the tranny stuff then, because we have transsexual mail. Wow. Let's instead go to Larry Michael. Come on in, Larry. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey.
I don't appreciate you guys making fun of the Helen Hayes Theater. You can make fun of Kathy and Gifford all you want, but Helen Hayes is a showcase for plays that usually end up on Broadway.
She's the first lady of the American theater.
Oh, she's a dried up old lady.
She's not with us anymore, Don.
That's what I mean. She's dried up.
Very dry.
The next play she's going to be in is going to be Mike's Tank. Where's your ball sack now?
All right, get out of here.
Get out of here.
That's that burper guy. I knew that no one would really call to stand up for the honor.
No, somebody's standing up for the Helen Hayes Theater.
Helen Hayes. Joining us now, everybody, is sportscaster Larry Michael. Hi, Larry.
Hello, fellas.
There he is. It's Larry Michael, everybody. Larry does boxing on HBO and on Showtime. And
he'd appear at a carnival if they pay him enough. Thunderbox.
Thunderbox is another one. Listen, Larry's main claim to fame is that he was the original host of BattleBots.
Yeah, those robots that they have now all over TV where you see them chopping each other up.
My main claim to fame was that I was Don's Redskins radio partner.
That is true.
No. Really? The main claim to fame is that you were there on the ground floor of BattleBots.
Yeah, I got fired.
You brought us in the tape, and before the show gets on Comedy Central, they decided to go with some other schmuck as the host.
Were you out at the Olympics?
Did not take that trip, no. Didn't go.
Okay.
Don't like cold weather.
The latest gig for Larry, who incidentally...
I really would have expected... Larry's the kind of guy you would see when they have 6 million sportscasters out there. I would expect Larry to be like doing the color commentary for the Luge.
Other duties. I did get the free swag, though.
Oh, very good. You got some of the nice jackets.
It's a beautiful jacket.
Nice. So Larry, besides the fact that he calls NFL games for Westwood One, and like I said, does boxing for HBO, does real stuff, he also will do absolutely anything else that's thrown his way.
You are what would be described...
Almost anything, Don. And you know there are I have limits.
You'd be described as a freelancer.
I haven't found him yet. No, I'm a full-time employee.
Hey, what happened
to Westwood One guy? But
what happened to the TV show where they said that you remember the TV show where they were going to have you with the black rap guy.
Yeah, Thunderbox, and it's coming out this week. We have a new 13-week run that was recorded in South Beach in Florida.
They made Larry grow a goatee.
Yeah.
Now, did they make him wear the fake tattoos?
No fake tattoos.
Explain Thunderbox for those people that may not have seen it.
Thunderbox is the fusion of rap, babes, and boxing.
Wow.
And I am the straight man as usual.
Wow. And it's played in, you know,
there is no Golden Boy, though, in Thunderbox.
Thunderbox is usually on, like, Saturday nights at midnight.
Right.
And, Larry, let me just give you one other plug. You also voiced, what was the video game you were voicing?
It's coming out later this month, EA Sports Knockout Kings.
And Larry is the voice of that game. So
thank you, my friend.
So the new gig for Larry is, now you're the announcer for the Tough Woman World Championship.
Coming up this Saturday night, only on pay-per-view from Mississippi and the Grand Casino, will be the Tough Woman World Championship.
Down in Biloxi?
Biloxi, Gulfport.
Right.
The Twin Cities, as they are called.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
First off, how do you get roped into this deal?
A buddy of mine, Billy Stone, is the executive producer, and we did this a couple years ago. We had a lot of fun doing it.
Didn't Billy have some interest in one of those crematoriums down in Georgia?
No.
just curious about that.
But he offered this opportunity to me, and last time out, the Butterbean was my color commentator. This time out, we take a step up. We have Christy Martin, who is arguably the most well-recognized woman's boxer in the world.
I know the name you're talking. I have seen several of her bouts. She is an incredible female boxer.
We're going to be talking to one of these women here. She's on the phone right now. Now, these broads, are they going to, it's just bare knuckles? They just
No. This is, you might see on FX, the tough man that Lawrence Taylor broadcast. You might have seen that before. This is the same concept that the originators of the tough man competitions have the tough women.
Where does this differ from boxing?
I mean, there's headgear. There are less rounds, three rounds, shorter rounds.
They can kick?
No, they cannot kick. No kicking, gouging, spitting, or biting. Actually,
now you have.
There is occasionally some flashing, though. I am told.
Really?
Yes.
Katie Schneider, who is 19. She wants to be a...
Katie the Queen.
She wants to be a...
Katie the Queen Schneider.
The Queen Schneider.
She's a
college sophomore.
She's 19, and she's going to be taking on Brandy the Amazon Breeze.
Wow. Brandy looks like a mean woman.
Brandy is 25.
Tell you what, if you go to toughwomanworld.com, you will see all these ladies, and there are some very attractive female tough women.
All right, let's talk to...
Is that redundant? I guess it is.
Let's talk to one of the girls who's going to be fighting this weekend. Here is Katie the Queen Schneider. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Honey, why do you like fighting women?
I think it's a lot of fun. It's a challenge, and I've always been a competitive type. I've been in kickboxing and taekwondo and stuff like that, and it was just another challenge to try, and I'm always up for it.
Now, it says here you want to be a professional kickboxer someday. Is this kind of a stepping stone to that for you?
Well, I don't know, like, a professional kickboxer, but I think they just kind of add that in, but maybe a professional boxer.
You have to be a professional boxer?
And this broad you're going to be fighting now, I'm looking at her picture on the web, Brandy the Amazon Breeze.
Katie's definitely better looking than the woman she's fighting.
I want to tell you, this woman that you're fighting, she looks like 10 miles of bad road.
she also looks mean, Don. She looks mean.
That's what I'm saying. Have you seen her? Have you sized her up?
No, I didn't know that. I don't know. How do you guys know I was fighting her?
Actually, we're not quite sure because there's going to be some re-bracketing when we get down there, and there is some...
We don't want to scare you, Katie, so
there
don't worry.
There are some large women involved. There's one woman who's 300 pounds,
wow.
Don.
Wow.
Big power-punching babe.
Yeah, wow. And have you... Katie, did you get your start by, like, beating up people in school?
No.
No, you've just done, like, karate and things like that, and you've done stuff like kickboxing, and that's why you're interested in it?
Yep, exactly.
And you know how to win the match this weekend, right? Are you aware, Mr. Michael, Larry Michael, the announcer? Do you know Larry? Larry,
we have not met. We will meet probably Friday night.
This is the announcer, Katie, Larry Michael.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
We'll see you down there.
He's going to be on the pay-per-view. The
best of luck.
The best way for you to win the match would be, how do I put this?
Kindliness?
Be kind to Mr. Michael.
Yes.
Okay.
two words that I'm going to throw out there right now.
Be careful. I can't wait for this.
I think you better be careful. Yeah.
The first word is manual.
Yeah, that's enough. I think you're fine.
I think you're fine with that. Absolutely.
What's
the second word, Don?
A release. That Larry likes. Well, actually, I know that it centers him.
It relaxes and centers him before any performance.
Very riled up before the fights.
Right.
Before a broadcast. And I know I've walked in and seen Matt Millen, back when he worked for Fox. I've seen Matt Millen doing that to Larry Michael before a broadcast.
It helps, Larry, and it's an easy fix because people should know that when you see Larry on TV, he might be wearing the sport coat shirt and tie, but underneath he, you know, from the waist down, he's wearing bicycle pants.
And God knows that Larry's performed. The time with John Madden, that was incredible.
Yeah.
I walked in and I saw.
That's before they put the curtains up in the booths.
It was the mutual thing going on where Larry was getting John ready and John was getting Larry ready. And
so do women get knocked out in this competition?
Sure. Women get knocked out.
You say they wear headgear. Now, to me, that's a cop-out. Why are they wearing headgear?
Headgear is just because, I don't know why, maybe just to protect from cuts.
Can't you work on that? Can't you get that headgear to come off?
I would like full frontal boxing. That's what I want to see. That's the purpose I have. And as I look, I've done my research, Don and Mike, and there are some lovely fighters and... Now, this is one of them we have on the phone right now.
Katie, let me ask you a question. I'm looking here at the website, and I'm seeing this Leah Katz Stuker, age 35, and it says she's been known to flash her audience after a victory. Oh. If you beat up the woman you're fighting, will you show your tease?
Probably not.
Man, Leah Katz Stuker
wants to be a professional one day.
Really want to be a professional.
Well, I know she's got some targets, man.
Saturday night, only on pay-per-view, the Tough Woman World Championships. It's going to be 3-4 hours worth of action. There are 13 fights. No one will go home disappointed who orders this pay-per-view. I can tell you that right now.
I've just seen on the website my favorite. Her name is Tony the Tiger Gillum. She's 25, 5'10". She weighs 283 pounds, and she's a prison guard at the Red Onion Prison in West Virginia.
Wow. She'll lock you up, man.
There you go, Mike. Hold on. Turn around. Take a look at the screen. That's my favorite. Now,
I love her hair.
Is there a chance that KD would be fighting a big, heavy broad like that?
There's no question. There is a chance because there is no weight requirements. It's all come, all fight, you know, whether you're 150 pounds or whether you're 350.
Hey, Nikki the Viking Conant looks like Kathleen Turner. She looks like Kathleen Turner with muscles.
That's not good. That's not good.
What is the grand prize, Larry, for the tough woman?
I think it's a $10,000 first prize plus a professional contract with a promoter. Art Dore, the proprietor for the Tough Man Competition.
Katie, any predictions? Any predictions on how you think you're going to do?
Right now, I feel... I was looking at website, and some of those women are pretty intimidating, and I guess I can just go in there and try my best and see what happens. I hope I at least make it to the second night.
They will tell you, protect yourself at all times.
Well, good luck to you, Katie.
That's one thing you got to remember.
Listen to Mr. Michael, because he cares.
We'll be watching for you on the pay-per-view Saturday night.
What were those two words, Don?
Annual release.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. One of the dynamic, tough women.
Yeah. And let me just say this after meeting her. I don't think Katie needs headgear.
Yeah, aim for the soft spot.
I think it's like on a baby's head.
I would tell you, the last time we did this, Don, was 2 years ago down in Mississippi, and there were two very finely conditioned athletes. One of the girls was a big China-like looking girl, you know?
Right.
With the muscles and all.
A big CM?
She
China the wrestler.
China the wrestler.
Oh, I thought you meant like a Chinese, China man.
No.
Like a sumo wrestler. Oh.
China the wrestler.
And okay,
she had the big...
Chyna, with you.
She had the big, bulky muscles, and she looked real good, and she just got absolutely hammered. She got busted up. Remember Raging Bull when the guy says, he ain't pretty no more?
Right.
It was this exact same. She ain't pretty no more.
She's checking IDs, Larry, on this, like that Katie the Queen Schneider. I mean, she says here she's 19. She sounded like she was 8.
She sounded cute, didn't she?
Sound
well,
dumb.
Speak for yourself.
Here's a question for you. Mike, go ahead. Ask Larry this question. This is an outstanding question.
Right. I heard a rumor that most of those female boxers like to feast on the East.
Are they lesbos?
I have no knowledge of that at all. All I know is that each one that I've been commentating on has been nothing but professional.
Oh, and I have another question. Why am I so crazy?
Former tough man, I think.
Why am I so crazy?
All right. Sarah Raging Red Riggs does not
that
look 20 years old.
That is my favorite right there. Sarah Raging Red Riggs. She looks like a tough cookie.
What about Paula Soap, who looks like she hasn't been near a bar of soap, that is.
Now, you got to look at it this way. This is a chance in a lifetime for these girls. One of these girls aspires to be, I'm sure they all aspire to be, just like Christy Martin, woman boxer, make a lot of money. This is their chance. And unlike some of the boxing shows you might watch, you will get your money's worth with this one.
I will tell you, if you're planning on watching this on pay-per-view and you're laying down a wager, put your money on Tanisha, the main event done.
Is she the girl who says God says it's okay to give a beating once in a while?
The Lord said it is okay to give out a beating or two at the Tough Woman World Championship.
She's in touch with the Lord. What can I tell you?
Very good. Cool.
Yeah, Larry, you're funny. Can you make it sound like it's the Olympics? This is their one chance.
The rest of them are going home. They'll just get plane fare.
There'll only be one winner.
All right.
Well, the Tough Woman World Championships.
And that's what time Saturday night, Larry?
10 p.m. Saturday night, only on pay-per-view. And you might want to catch the 15-minute promotional show that's airing right now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it tells you all about it?
Absolutely. He's got some good footage on there. Get you a good feel on what you're going to see on Saturday night.
Excellent.
God damn.
You have a safe trip down to Mississippi, Larry.
One more plug, Don. WJFK, we start Redskins Radio on Sunday at 10 in D.C.
Ah, very good. Weekly Redskins show.
Yes,
look forward to that, Larry. All right, get out of here.
Who they signed today? I don't know.
Get out of here.
See you later.
There you go. See the way Larry wears his headphones?
Yeah.
That's the way a TV guy wears his headphones.
So he doesn't mess his hat hair up.
When you lose it up top, that's what you do.
Toodaloo ass.
Bye, Larry.
See you later. Bye, Larry.
There he goes.
Larry!
Live from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Only one winner.
I mean, the thing about Larry that I love is that he does all the big gigs. Right. You know, I mean, he does like NFL games.
Legit. Yeah.
But then every once in a while you turn it on and it's something like this. And it's, I'm Larry Michael, live in Biloxi.
Welcome to the Boxing Frog Competition. I hope you all enjoy. It's the Sweater Knitting Championships.
He'd do it. If the money's green, he's there.
I know how to work it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just want to make a comment about that Katie chick or whatever her name was that called up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sounded like she had, like, braces.
She sounded absolutely like she was 13 years old.
That's what I was about to say.
I mean, maybe borderline retard.
But she doesn't look like it. Look at the picture.
College sophomore.
She looks like the girl next door.
There's some handsome retards out there.
Well, I'm sure there are, but I'm surprised that the way she spoke doesn't match the picture.
I sound like the rest of the cat.
All right, thank you, my friends.
All right, I'm going to listen to myself now.
All right, go listen to yourself.
That's super. Yeah, I'm just excited about the competition.
There you go, Saturday night.
I'm looking forward to taking on Brandy the Amazon Beast.
Saturday night on pay-per-view. Goddamn, Larry will do anything. And so will we. We just had him on the show talking about it.
I'm in the locker room for the post-game interview. Phew.
We will be right back.
Don and Mike Show.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, you bet your ass.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, listen, I'm a long time listener, YSC.
Right, in Philly, right.
From the Philadelphia area?
Yeah.
I was just calling, I was listening to you guys today. Didn't really get to listen to you guys yesterday, but I think you guys suck.
Well, I think you're a douche, and here's what I think you're the biggest douche for, is that you're such a pussy that when you called to say that we suck, you lied to the person answering the phone. Why did you do that? We would put you on the air if you said you think we suck.
That's why you're on the air right now.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, see,
So why do you have to lie? Why do you have to call up and say to the person screening the calls, hey, I like the show?
Oh, well,
because you're a pussy.
Put me on.
No, we would have put you on. You're on right now.
I mean, you can not like the show. You can like the show. It doesn't matter. But, you know, you're a liar.
I just think it's amazing that...
I ain't a liar.
You lied to our person that was answering the phone.
You don't like the show.
My grandmother would do a better job on the radio.
Well, then why don't you turn the radio off? Why are you still listening?
Well, because I listened for 5 minutes, but then I turned it off.
Oh, no, you turned it off? So you're not listening right now?
Sucks.
You're not listening right now?
No, not right now, no.
You weren't listening on hold when the radio station was being played down the phone?
Oh, yeah, sure, I was listening.
And you won't be listening when we hang up on you to hear yourself on the radio.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Yeah, right, gotcha.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, this is, I was just calling. I just moved to Philly area about 3 years ago from the D.C. area.
Right, honey.
And, gosh, I'm so glad you guys are here. I was looking for you guys when I moved to PA and couldn't find you anywhere.
We are delighted to be on in Philadelphia.
Thank you, honey.
I met you in Rockville. You guys are great.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
See you later. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to ask Mike to enter his wife in that boxing contest.
The what contest?
The boxing contest that they're having.
Well,
The tough woman contest.
No, she. Punch.
No, she's.
That's not.
Knock
funny.
It off.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That's Rob's wife.
That's Rob's wife. Okay. She can handle it, right?
And she's still in the first trimester. I don't see anything wrong with her.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to welcome you to Philadelphia.
Thank you, my friend.
I moved here from Maryland about. A year ago, and I've been hoping you'd come to this area all this time, and welcome.
Well, thanks. Nice to be on YSP.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. We will. Thank you, my friend.
Nice guy.
I'm not sure whether I like the positive or the negative calls. You know, because, I mean, it just gets tedious after a while. Hey, whether you like us or not, you know, you got something to say, give us a call. But, I mean, really, Hello. It gets a little boring after a while.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I didn't know I was on the air. I'm calling to say, what's wrong with all these Philadelphians?
Is this Glenn the janitor? Glenn?
Yes.
Glenn, knock it off.
Glenn.
I'm serious, though. You guys
Jesus,
have
I mean, you
Glenn.
Just
get me nothing like any...
Glenn, you douche.
On the radio all day long.
Oh, Glenn, get out of here, Glenn.
Hey, fellas,
you're the last person we need defending us, Glenn.
You're away with a lot of crap the way you treat me.
Glenn.
Shut up, Glenn. Go away.
You're probably the number one thing people hate on this show. That we let you call.
And he sneaks in all the... that dead-on British accent.
I love Don and Mike's show. Sound like freaking Mr. Bell. Belvedere, didn't it?
Hello, Gary. He's dead.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Is this a guy pretending to be a girl now?
Sounds like a guy pretending to be a girl.
Oh, I just have laryngitis.
You sure you're not a guy? You sure you're not a guy?
I swear to God, I'm not a guy.
Okay, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thanks.
What's new? I'm just so upset that these people are just, like... talking bad about you guys.
Hey, honey.
Anytime we go into a new area, that's what happens.
Don't be upset. Have you never heard us sign on... oh, Rob, that's not funny. I'm not reading that. Have you never heard we've signed on in other cities before? We've taken other disc jockey spots?
I wasn't listening to you guys for like a year.
Well, it happens all the time. And you know what? It's a polarization effect.
Sure.
That... these people, they love us, they hate it, but the polarization is, I tell you what, the Polacks love us.
Absolutely.
We are number one with Polacks.
Thank you, Don and Mike, for the polarization.
It's a dividing rod. What it is there's going to be the people who love us.
A dividing rod?
Yes.
What is a dividing rod?
A dividing rod is, have you never heard of an old-time, like, farmer dude who walks around?
It's a dividing rod.
To find water?
It's a dividing
yes.
rod,
yes. That's what I said. The okay. dividing rod.
Well, I think you guys are...
Dividing rod would be, like, you know, hey. That's what that would be.
You know, listen, I do what I do with the language, and I think you understand and everybody understands what I'm saying.
You mean the thing, like, yes. that they stick to, like a dowser would use?
What I really meant was the show was a dividing rod.
Dividing.
Pardon me?
Dividing rod, right?
No, I didn't mean divining. I meant to... Okay,
right?
Goodbye. Here's what I meant.
It's a line.
Thank you, Rob. It's a line. You either like us or you don't like us. The show is a dividing rod. It's right down the middle. You like us, you don't like us. But no matter which side you're on...
I understand now.
You feel the need to call in.
So if you're on the other side, you can look across the rod.
that's in between the two,
yes,
and see the other people with the different attitude on the other side.
Like, it's the velvet rope, if you will.
There you go.
The velvet rope.
Fantastic. Right.
And these are the people who cannot control their emotions on either side. Once we're on in a city, and now I believe we're entering into our sixth hour of broadcasting in Philadelphia.
It's the police blockade.
Yes, that's, it's the yellow tape.
Right. There you go.
These are the people who, after 6 hours, are convinced that they either love us or hate us, and they got to call in and tell us.
They have to express it.
They must.
It's the kind of passion that this show results in wherever we go.
And now let's be welcomed to Philadelphia by a true Philadelphia. I'm not setting you up on this.
Okay.
From your Philadelphia 76ers, here is Eric Snow.
Hey, Eric.
Hello.
Hey, dude. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up? Sorry I couldn't call yesterday. I was in Boston and couldn't get the number.
That's all right. Here he is, everybody. Eric Snow. I know you. Number 20 for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of your show. Every time I'm in New York, I really like to, you know, listen to it.
Well, I'd like to hear that. That's good, Eric. Thank you very much.
The question...
He's laughing. Yeah. And it's real nice to hear the laughter right after that.
I hear you catching a lot of flack from the Philly fans. I don't know what's up with that.
Well, what's up with that is that, you know, they're not getting their... with the Foo Fighters that they're used to during the day or whatever YSP played. And this happens everywhere we go.
Yeah, it's growing pains. We get used to it wherever we go. Then after a couple of weeks, everybody settles in.
It's like herpes. Eric, you ever had herpes? I guess, I mean, that's not a fair question.
Yeah, no need to answer that question.
Because if you'd ever had it, you'd
as
still...
As we all have on the show, all of us.
You'd still have it.
Yeah.
And we like to say that the show is like herpes.
Yeah, we figure we're going to fuse onto the lips of people in Philadelphia and we're never going to go away.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Here's how you can relate. Eric, you play your whole career with the 76ers?
Pretty much.
Well, pretty much is what?
I was actually originally, I don't know if you were, I was drafted by New York, but then I decided to stay in college, and then, yeah, they drafted me.
Oh, okay, all right, I got you. So I was going to say, it's like, maybe some of the New Yorkers have hard feelings. You know, they think, boy, you should have been with the Knicks, and you come up and you get booed, but, you know, you just say F you, right?
Yes.
You just say F you. So, listen, Michael Jordan, you thrilled, right, that he screwed up his knee?
You know, he's a great guy. You know, he's a great player. No hardships. I'm glad that he came back, but, hey, you know, things happen like that. He's an old guy. He's gonna, occasionally, you know, he's going to be on the injury list, and, you know.
Right.
But, you know, he's a great guy. You know, I hope he comes back and does for the Wizards what he does for the Bulls. It would be great to see, like, a Philly, you know, Washington in the finals and something like that, you know.
You think he's still got it?
Yeah, I mean, he's not that old. I mean, he's only 39. I mean, I hope I'm in the NBA when I'm 39 years old, you know?
Very good.
But you guys, what are you, like, a couple games over 500 now?
Yeah. We were just in Boston. We lost, and,
that's, you know, after winning four in a row, though, right?
We're only one game over 500, you know? Hopefully we can get into maybe, like, a winning streak, get five in a row, and, you know, try to catch up to the Nets.
And what advice would you give us, you know, when we come to Philadelphia? What should we know about the people of Philadelphia that you can tell us about?
You know, Philly fans, they're loyal fans, you know. You just don't treat them right, you know. You got to treat them right. They'll like you. They'll love you. You know, you got to win. Because before we were winning, and then around 97, you know, we got Allen, and we got the whole team together, and now we're doing great. You know, we're not doing that great right now, but hopefully we can put a streak together and get into the playoffs. Nice. You know, 10-game winning streak or something, and we can be strong in the playoffs.
Beautiful. Well, Eric, great talking to you. Love watching you with the 76ers. Thanks for calling. We want to put you on hold for a second, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Incidentally, before Eric gets off the phone, who wants to guess his GPA in college? You know this, right? You're asking this question because you know this?
I have the answer, and I'll tell you this. It's either incredibly high or embarrassingly low.
I'm going to tell you, I bet when he said he stayed in school... Instead of going right into the NBA, that would mean that he liked school.
Let me say he may have had to stay in school.
Really?
No.
All right, I'm going to say a 3.5.
Rob.
I'll guess a 3.8.
Buzz.
I'll say 3.9.
Nobody wants to guess low?
No. Like, could somebody, guys, maybe somebody?
Well, right.
I'm going to guess a 2.1.
Lower.
A 1.3.
Lower.
A 1.1?
What's your GPA in college?
What's that?
What was your GPA in college?
My GPA in college was a negative 2.
No, no, no. He was a 3.7.
A 3.7.
So he's a smart guy.
And I came closest without going over.
Yes, you did.
Very good. I win the prices right.
Hey, Eric, thanks. Hold on a second, my friend.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Great talking to you.
Welcome to Philly area, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Very much.
Eric, and it's nice to know he listens when he's up in New York, too. That's great.
Eric Snow, you are Philadelphia 76.
Were we seeing Robin Buzz, though? That was great.
I think a 3.8. I think a 3.9. Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Intelligent.
Because there's a chance with most of those NBA guys, you know, the average is really like Mr. Blutarski.
Well, the thing is,
0.00.
You see guys, you know, going into the league after their sophomore year, sometimes their freshman year, you know, it's like, what are they there for? Well, they're there to get some hoop time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to say, don't worry about Philadelphia. They'll come around, man. I started listening to you guys right around the September 11th disaster, and I thought you guys just did an amazing job through that whole thing. I've been hooked to you guys ever since. I'm originally from the Philly area, and I think you guys will do great there.
Listen, it's been 2 days. We'll do great. Thanks for the support. Appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. And thank you to Eric Snow for calling in.
I should point out, too, we're getting more support calls in Philadelphia than we are those dumbasses that call occasionally and want to give us crap.
Now, listen, things for us are great. As I mentioned the other day, we're the flavor of the month. We're on YSP. We finally got what the company had owed us contractually.
Yeah, not even melting yet.
We're feeling good. We're feeling real good about ourselves. For God's sakes, we could be Ron Angle, who was the host of a show on WAEB in Allentown, Pennsylvania. But he's been fired.
No.
Now listen, Rob, I know you're gonna take this guy's side.
Oh, I know this guy. This guy's great.
Listen. Here's what he said.
I can only imagine.
He said on his talk show, first, he said instead of paying reparations to descendants of slaves, the government, quote, should give some that are on welfare some money and ship them off to Africa.
You haven't heard that very often from the modern bigot.
He also said, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard Rob say this.
Yeah, Rob in the hallways.
That the issue is being driven by Jews.
Ah, there you go. They're bringing the Jews into it.
Because Jews...
I was on the air.
Yes, because Jews control the media and financial institutions.
Oh, my God.
He defended himself. He defended himself with interviews in the Associated Press. He said his statements about sending descendants of slaves back to Africa referred to a proposition considered by Abe Lincoln during the Civil War.
Yep.
He said his opinion about Jews, you cannot debate that.
It's fact.
That's accurate.
Which is always a good way to save your ass when you come out and say, what I was saying, it may have sounded bigoted, but it was just a pure fact.
Here's the quote. A great deal of the media is controlled by people of Jewish descent. A great deal of the entertainment industry has been controlled by Jews. I can hold my head high. There was nothing I said on that show that was wrong.
And now he's pounding the pavement?
Yeah. It's the fourth station where he had a show. He has proclaimed himself the emperor of talk radio.
You know, maybe if Larry's got a little an extra ticket, he could hitch a ride down to Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah, he
might actually do well. Might actually last a little longer.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
So one.
Yeah, hi. My name's Curtis. I'm from Philly. I've been listening to you guys all day yesterday. I've been listening to you today. I've yet to hear one African American on your show.
Well, first off, let me tell you that Eric Snow's colored, and we just had him on.
Oh.
And also we.
That's the only.
And we also had Mr. 40 on the show today, who's another colored fellow of ours.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Friend of ours.
It just might be because I'm crazy.
Crazy guy. All right.
Crazy guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. That guy who does the talk show, a lot of his views are like Billy Graham's, I thought.
Billy Graham.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on, guys? I guess that psychic was right. Only off by a month, huh?
Yeah, you know, more than one person. Remember we called the Miss Cleo line?
Right.
Actually, she was off by 2 months.
Right.
That the Miss Cleo line said we would be on YSP January 4th, right. And it was actually March 4th, so the Miss Cleo line was 2 months off.
Right.
And, you know, she's going bankrupt, so I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
She's probably under a lot of pressure with all the government scrutiny.
Thank you, my friend. Good day to you. Buzz, did you have more about the guy who got fired?
No, just that I said I think he probably had a 1-1 in college.
Listen to this. I'm only going to read this because this is not a funny story.
Okay.
Well, let me explain to you.
I guess the fact that you just laughed when you said that.
No.
Would indicate that that's true.
Right. No. When you hear the situation, when I relate it to our situation,
right.
You're going to wish the story had happened to someone that we know.
Okay, I understand.
Okay. As we leave the radio station in Washington every day, WJFK, especially on the days when we're going to New York or now when we're going to be going to Philly.
Right.
Who is the person who's the biggest pain in the ass?
When we're leaving?
When we're leaving.
You mean as far as...
And
in what context?
You've even gotten in verbal confrontations with this person.
When we've left?
Yes, as we're leaving the building. As we're leaving the building and we make the left-hand turn and you're driving towards McDonald's.
Oh, it's the crossing guard.
Oh. Yes.
Rob and I were in a cab yesterday, and I mentioned, we talked about it for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I went into the whole spiel about her.
Okay, now, Mike has had more run-ins with this broad than anybody.
I hate this woman.
She goes.
I wish this woman would leave the country. I wish they'd ship her back to wherever she came from.
She goes to a tanning salon way too much. Her face is that, like, Slim Jim color. Yeah.
She looks like Rosie O'Donnell with, like, brown hair.
And she's just a mess out there. And,
right.
And the radio station is by a high school. And
Paul the Sixth. She's the crossing guard for Paul the Sixth, so all the kids that come out with their cars, all the kids that daddy bought them a car can get home.
You gotta wait for all these little brats in their BMWs.
Yeah, really, and it just pisses me off, because, you know, when I was in high school, the whole concept of even having a car was foreign to me, and you see these kids in these absolute brand new, like the Volkswagen Beetles and everything, and she lets all these cars go in a steady stream. Meanwhile, the working stiff's coming in the other direction. We have to just sit there and wait so little kiddies can get home and have their, you know, chocolate chips.
So, having said that, Mike,
thank you.
Having said that, and you know that you more than anybody, but yeah. We all agree she's a pain in the ass.
Well, I've had three separate occasions where my window is rolled down, and I have actually had words. She doesn't use profanity. She uses, like, kitty words to express her dissatisfaction, like, okay, Mr. Rushy Rush, why don't you slow down, Mr. Speedy Pants, and stuff like that. And I'm, you know, and then I'll just throw a little, you know, just drive away. I don't say it loud enough because she's got the uniform, so I'm still a little afeard of her.
That's why the headline made me laugh.
Oh, dear. I know this.
Car kills crossing guard.
Oh, no.
At her post.
Oh, no. No, that's not good.
I won't mention the name of the crossing guard, but
right.
This is one of the last things she did in life was smile and wave at a child.
Oh, dear.
That's what she did every day, three times a day as a crossing guard.
I've never seen the woman at our intersection smile.
In Northwest Philadelphia, minutes before being struck killed yesterday.
Oh, dear. See, that's why you have to pay attention to these people.
Why her and not the lady by the high school we drive.
Well, you see, I would never wish death on that woman, Don. I really wouldn't. And if I've said that, I apologize.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Just want to excommunicate her.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I want to tell you a couple reasons why you ain't going to last here in Philly.
Oh, I love hearing this.
Hey.
Sure.
Number one, you treat
hold on just a second. You're not coming in that well.
All right, how's that?
I'm just joking.
You treat the callers like crap.
No, we don't treat the callers like crap.
You don't want to finish what we want to say. Don't say goodbye.
Can I say something to you, sir? Can I say something? This is Mike speaking right now. Can I say this to you? Are you listening?
Yep.
I love you, man.
And listen, we hang up on douchebags.
Alright, I got another reason why.
Sorry. The douchebag rule just went into effect right there.
You know, I go saying I love him, and I don't even get any response to that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
I love you, man.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, Dave wants to, if this is true, Dave wants to be the first to enter our contest on Thursday, the What You Got In There contest.
Ah, very good.
Wow.
I guess it wouldn't be a contest if he told us what it's going to be, right?
Lisa, did you talk to this guy? You didn't talk? You did?
See, this is...
All right, hold on. I'm going to put you back on hold. You tell Lisa what you want to put in your butt. Hold on a second.
Lisa, aren't we going to be surprised when they bring the different things in? If we know everything that's going to be in there, it's going to take all the fun out of the game.
I guess. See, look, that's why I throw the idea out and we toss it around.
Yeah, it's the most unusual thing. And
got in there?
When you come in here, then you remove it, and then it's revealed to the world. And, you know, it's not like we have to touch it.
$500 for guys and $500 for girls. Guys can use their bad spot.
Right.
And girls can use either the bad spot or the good spot. Yeah, got a question?
I have a question, Don.
No need to raise your hand. I see you.
What I'm asking here is when they come in, for the guys that are going to have things in their butt,
yeah,
for the items to be stored deep in the storage area, or can they just keep it behind the door?
Like on the front porch?
Like on the front porch,
like,
what I'm saying.
Like just between the butt cheeks?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
No, it's kind of got to be in there.
Wow. That might result in a trip to the emergency room?
No.
Like
no.
A bowling trophy? Like a light bulb, a jar of mayonnaise? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm thinking more like army men or something.
Well, I mean, but it can be anything. Are you not putting any restrictions on size?
No. Now, Lisa, have you talked to this guy? And the item's okay? She says the item's okay.
I think, really? I'm thinking on the fly here. Please bear with me.
Okay.
But I think the rule should be this, okay? If they're going to bring something in that they're keeping on their person,
yeah,
we have to. If we can't see it, then it's perfectly acceptable.
Let me just find out what this guy's item is.
Just as an example.
As an example, what did you want? And listen, you'll be the first contestant, and we're not going to hold this against you because we already know what it is. But what is it that you want? What you got up there? Wrong line.
A jelly donut.
Are you there? Hey, Dave, what is the item?
I can tell people on Earth.
Yeah, we're gonna give you a pass.
Then maybe we'll find out what it's going to be, and you might want to come up with something else.
I just got dumped because I can't say where you're going to have the item. You're going to have the item in your bad place.
Yeah, my bad place.
In your bad place.
What was it going to be?
Where food comes out.
It's a figurine.
A figurine, a Hubble, a Hummel? Yeah.
That's, you know what, that's all we need to know. A figurine.
A figurine. Nice.
Beautiful. You're in the contest. Hold on a second.
Maybe a salt and paper shaker.
A figurine.
Or even a bobblehead doll.
Now, hey, how about the RCA dog, and it comes out in a different color?
We're being dumped like crazy here.
Are we really?
Yeah, because I guess I can't say actually where the items are going to be. They're going to be either in the B or the V, right? That's okay. There you go. So for guys, please keep it in the B or the A.
See, already the censor's wreaking havoc with this idea, but I think we can work around it.
Yeah, we can. So it's Thursday. Show up here at NEW Thursday, and we're going to play What You Got In There.
It's a Rubik's Cube.
And the most exotic items will win $500 for the guys and $500 for the girl.
Will we then be giving away the items?
Mike, I think we'll be putting them up on eBay.
Hey, very good.
Of course, with all proceeds going to local charities.
Fantastic idea.
And do I have time for this? Maybe. Just very quickly.
Yes.
This is not as distressing as the woman who got killed.
And that's a shame. And I wouldn't wish death on the woman. I've had altercations
with
her.
You've wished death on her before.
I do that. It's the road thing. You know, it's like when I say it's a thought that I have. I don't mean it. I say things about people. I really don't mean them any ill.
Will, they are now selling an SUV that has a 50 caliber machine gun that's hidden in it.
Oh.
And a grenade launcher that pops up in the back by remote control.
Wow.
Daddy won. Yeah. let me see. You can...
man, what a fantasy come true.
They sell them in Butler, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. These babies, of course, not legal in America right now.
Of course.
They're sending them to all these bad guys.
Sure.
They're making them for bad guys. I guess.
Interesting that you segued the crossing guard story with this story. Because that might have been one of my little fantasies when I've been waiting there for 5 minutes.
Dan.
Just a short burst.
Dan!
Right at the knees.
That is fantastic.
And apparently, from the picture I'm seeing, it's like James Bond thing, where the two little nozzles come out of the front of the car. And it's
how sweet is that?
And it has a grenade launcher in the back.
Yeah. Take down a few trees around her. That she'd get out of the intersection.
Pow, pow, pow. One less moron on the road in front of you.
Very exciting.
Let me see. They say it's true freedom of the road. Can anybody buy one of these trucks? Can anybody, right now, you want one, it costs about $400,000.
Oh, that's too pricey.
To get them with the machine guns and with the grenade launchers.
We'll take another zero off it and make it like a .22.
F you, white trash.
I've got it. It's in my driveway.
Let me see. can anyone get one of the mean road machines? If you've got enough money, the guy says, he can get you one.
Well, wait, you can get, but you can't obviously take it out on the street without being arrested.
Well, the stuff is hidden.
But can you imagine that one good drive, though, around, you know, around the highways and byways? That one good trip. Yeah, your last drive. Say you really had snapped your cap. I don't want to say, like, I'm somebody that could snap his cap. But say it was somebody who really hit, was just fed up, and you wanted that one last hurrah.
Someone has ordered a truck that has optically tracked missiles.
That's handy.
This way,
a pop-up weapon system in the back.
There you go. How do you like that?
Are you tired of getting tailgated?
Mm-hmm.
On one of these SUVs, you hit a button.
Oh, tell me it's an oil slick.
And out of back comes, hold on, a smoke screen.
Thank God.
Road tax.
Oh, road tax.
And even oil slick.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that?
Frustrated with that idiot who's doing 55 in the left lane and won't move.
Nobody bothers me.
No matter how many times you flick your high beams, try the Smart Truck's special dazzling lights on the front grille and rear bumper.
Wow.
They're so bright, the enemy...
60 million candle power.
The enemy cannot look directly at the vehicle.
Ah.
That will get the a-hole out of your path one way or another.
Now, see, that, I don't know, you'd have to check into the legality of that, but that's something I could try. Imagine that being in back of somebody at night, and you give them the high beams once, and you see them just stubbornly staying in the lane, and then you hit that killer switch where it's like,
I swerve off the road.
See you later. I'm going to get home on time, but you've lost your corneas.
All right. Time out. We got to break. I think maybe the transvestite stuff. We're getting mail from a guy's in jail, and most of the jail mail we've been receiving recently has been from the Milwaukee, Green Bay area of Wisconsin.
And there's some transvestites that are involved?
Yeah, well, one guy in particular who is...
Somebody's bitch?
I've been saving the letters he has sent us over the last 4 or 5 weeks. He sent us now. We received the fifth letter today.
Oh, really?
And I guess I'll share it with you in just a moment.
Is he a TV?
Oh, he is.
She-mail.
Absolutely.
Oh, sounds like he might be the salad bar.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jerry.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here's your number. He's anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. That number works from everywhere. D.C., New York, Philadelphia, Seattle, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Green Bay, Madison. I'm missing San Francisco. I'm missing a bunch of them. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067 on WJFK. At New York, 877-692-1027 on WNEW. Want to see true embarrassment? Watch the Don and Mike Gutter Balls. That's our bowling team. Everybody from the show, we bowl as we turn 8 shades of crimson.
Won't we be embarrassed?
As we take on the Red Storm. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Chelsea Piers. Red Storm consists of 3 pros and the national amateur bowling champion.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll get some pointers. I mean, we can't go in there expecting to win, but we can expect to maybe become better bowl. No, we won't.
Check out stormbowling.com. See you at the Piers tomorrow night. We'd love to meet you. Have a drink with you. The password is 1,000-pin handicap.
Well, it's gone up now.
Yeah,
it should.
Toodaloo, ass. We'll see you there. Thursday on the show, we're going to be giving away $1,000, $500 to girls, $500 to guys. The contest, what you got up there, the most interesting item you can produce from an orifice on your body.
Very good. So that could be anywhere, right?
Actually, we're keeping it to just below the belly button.
Yeah, because we don't want anybody to like to get something stuck in their nose.
Or their ear or something, or their mouth.
But it's perfectly all right if something gets stuck down there.
Any holes below your belly button are fine.
We'll have an ambulance standing by.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, as we always do.
Yeah.
For Buzz every day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Eddie Spaghetti from Philadelphia.
Eddie Spaghetti, hi.
City of brotherly love. I'm just looking for some sisterly affection.
Eddie Spaghetti.
I talked to Lisa.
Yeah.
I heard she's a pro and she likes my kind of guys.
Oh, that's all she does. She likes the black meat. That's all she likes.
Ooh. Well, mine is like butterscotch, but it'll be all right.
All right. Well, you know, she'll be into that. She'll be totally into that.
When y'all come to Philly.
Tens of thousands of black men she's slept with. Should I let the secret out of the bag?
I would. There's a timetable. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to be in Philly a week from Monday. Okay. Doing our first ever show from Philadelphia a week from Monday.
Yes, man. I'm going to be down in Mako's playing pool. I don't do the bowling. I do pool at Mako's Third and South.
Well, listen, come by. You know, we're going to be doing a show at YSB, something special, a week from Monday. Come on down and see us. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Another one for Lisa to put on her notches.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Dork.
Another one to put on her afro pick. Her afro pick of love. Yes, ass. Hello.
Hey, Dork.
Hey, ass.
Hey, yo, you guys all from Philly yet, or are you still on?
Let me check. I think we're still on.
Oh, man. You guys really suck.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you're listening and you're calling.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm really not. I'm
no,
not
you're
listening.
Not. You're not calling. And you're not calling either.
No.
So you're not listening and you're not calling.
No.
All right, now.
Yeah, we're talking to you on the telephone.
No.
Wow, this is a flawed argument.
Right. I agree. Let's go to Dave Seattle on the buzz. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Don Mike, what's up?
Hi, Dave. Listen, I wanted to bring this up yesterday on the show. I'm glad you're calling. I understand that the station fired those douchebags, Mark and Brian.
Yeah, they got these two new guys, like Ron and Don or something.
Aren't those guys from KJR in Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh. Does their show end at 8 o'clock?
No, it ends at 9, and I called the bus.
Oh, that's a killer!
Come on, DAs, at least make it. I mean, let's have them in at 8. Don and Mike should run the full 4.
As we said yesterday, the legitimate time for that show should be 4 a.m. till 8 a.m.
We are finally...
We're fighting quite a battle.
We are finally on a great FM station in Seattle, KQBZ 100.7 FM. The dumbasses, they only run 3 hours of the show.
That's killing me.
They should put us on at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And you know what they should do? They should call the station in Portland, KUFO. They run us live at 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 a.m.
Till 12 noon West Coast time. And they love it.
It's perfect.
Same thing up in, Seattle.
Sacramento?
Tacoma.
San Francisco.
Washington.
Spokane. Portland,
Spokane,
Oregon.
Spokane, Washington.
Juneau, Alaska.
Spokane on KJRB. They run us live starting at 8 o'clock in the morning West Coast.
The gerbil.
KJRB, right.
The gerbil.
The gerbil.
Right.
Well,
I just wanted to welcome Philly on the air.
I was excited when I heard, Don is excited. I was excited when I heard that Mark and Brian got fired from KQBZ because I thought, wow, that means they're going to run our whole show.
You'd think.
But I guess they're not. They just went with some local yokel morning.
Well, that's a shame. Once again, start them at 4 a.m.
Hey,
huh?
Buzz.
Yes.
I just want to tell you I'm doing really well with my crosswords lately.
Excellent. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. You're my mentor.
I love that. People will not give that up with Buzz and the crosswords.
They embraced that. You know, I will tell you that Buzz has nothing in front of him today other than a computer screen and a pile of news stories.
Never will again.
Okay.
And he's actually sitting on his hands.
All right, everybody. Here we go. Are you ready for
chili today?
Yeah, a little.
Are you ready for the transvestite mailbag? Is he really sitting on his hands?
Keep your position, please, Buzz.
All right, yes.
Take a
peek.
Come around. Here and take a look.
I just washed my hands.
They are always true.
I washed my hands so they were wet, so I came back into the air-conditioned studio. They got a little chilly. I'm warming them by sitting on them.
You, sir, are a faggot.
Wow!
How come you didn't come to work with your cardigan today?
God, Buzz, you look like such a queer sitting with your...
Thank you.
With your hands underneath your thighs.
Thank you.
Can we get Buzz some gloves or something so it doesn't look so queer?
I have gloves. I'll put the gloves on.
Yeah, put
now.
The gloves on.
Here is the deal. This guy... Well, you don't have to type now. You prepared the news
article. Are those
right?
Isotoners, Buzz?
Yes, yes they are.
Of course they are. I'm sorry. Here's the deal. For the last month, we've been getting mail from a guy in jail. And we know that it's legit because on the envelope, stamped, this letter has been mailed from the Wisconsin State Penitentiary.
Very good.
Okay? And as you can see, he's a big fan of the show because it's sent to the offices of Don Geranimo and Mike O'Malley.
Ah, there we go.
So apparently I'm working with the guy from yesteryear now.
Yeah, well, he's a talented actor. I'm honored at the mistake.
So, here's the first letter, which I didn't care to read with you on the air because I didn't think it was that exciting. Dear Don and Mike, I'm a transsexual prisoner in the Wisconsin Department of Corrections.
Oh, he's not a transvestite. He's a transsexual. He's had the operation.
I have been on female hormone therapy since December of 1999.
Wow.
Started by the Department of Corrections. They claim they were simply continuing the therapy I was on while free, but I've not been able to find a single physician to support that since it took me 5.5 years to get them to put me back on the female hormones.
Have they chopped it off yet?
The female development I have at this time is courtesy of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections.
Fantastic. Nice.
I've been a loyal listener of your show for some time now.
Your text dollars at work.
And I know that you guys are gay and transsexual friendly. It's my hope that you'll be able to help some expose some serious criminal and human rights abuses in the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, as I and other transsexuals are abused by both staff and administrators within the WDOC, and this has led to suicides and other transsexuals severing their genitalia or castrating themselves after reportedly experiencing such abuses.
Ooh, wow.
In September and October of 2000, I was sexually assaulted by a male prison guard at the Green Bay Correctional Institution in Green Bay, Wisconsin. These were not misconstrued pat searches or the like, but they were sexual assaults which were preceded by a lengthy period of escalating sexual harassment by this prison guard. I lived in fear for months because of what was done to me and the expectation of worse. I was unable to immediately report the assaults because I feared retaliation.
Stop beating me.
When I learned I would be leaving the Green Bay location, I told the deputy warden at Green Bay what had happened to me, though not who had done this.
Warden Fife?
He assured me the WDOC would conduct a fair investigation. So anyway, this goes on and on. It says, I have suffered long-term harm from what the prison guard did to me. I have horrible nightmares and flashbacks. I'm so stressed out and wet my bed.
Oh, no.
I have a tremendous amount of fear of male prison staff.
Oh,
I've attempted to castrate myself because of what this officer did to me.
You're not alone, my friend.
How he sexually assaulted me. One of the comments he made when touching me between the legs was that this will have to go and these will have to go, referring to my testes.
He's obviously a preoperative transsexual.
This officer wanted me to be a sex slave and was involved in a sadomasochistic lifestyle, or at least had such fetishes.
Well, you know,
fetishes.
I am not defending
fetishes.
I'm not defending what the guard did because it sounds pretty awful. But the comment "these will have to go." If you're a preoperative transsexual, then the long-term goal, they're going to go.
Any recognized expert in transsexualism will tell you that this type of treatment is abusive and extremely dangerous to the transsexual.
Okay.
It can cause irreversible psychological harm, and in the worst cases, can lead to a problem in the individual's personality, blah, 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 blah. Let me see. Castrate again, suicide. Transsexualism, Don and Mike, is not a choice. It's a serious medical condition that I was born with.
Wow.
There's nothing funny about transsexualism.
I agree.
Right. I hope you guys will give the WDOC the exposure they deserve skewer them with your rapier wit and humor.
Not funny.
So, then he...
skewer them. It's interesting choice of words.
That was the first letter we received, which we did not read.
Okay. I'm very interested in writing to Don Mike.
Then a few weeks later, we get this letter.
I feel very abused.
Okay, we get...
Same guy?
Same guy. We've got five letters thus far.
Okay.
So, a couple weeks go by. Dear Don and Mike, are you ever going to read my letters on the radio? I'm back to put more pressure on the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and expose their human rights abuses of transsexual prisoners. After repeated abuses by staff at the Green Bay Correctional Institution, in which staff forcibly emasculated? No. Masculinized?
Masculinized?
Yes, masculinized.
Masculized? I've never heard it.
Prison guard twice sexually assaulted me. I attempted to castrate myself.
What is that? What does that word mean? I mean, what are you doing?
Medical staff were called to the unit after I was strip searched by a female prison guard who then took photographs of the injury. I was strip searched by a female solely because of my female gender identification, obvious female behaviors, and my female bodily development. It's a matter of record that I was strip searched by female staff on other occasions as well. The injuries were deemed too serious to treat at the prison, and I was taken to a local hospital.
So what he is a she-male.
I was clearly incompetent, but the WDOC staff made no effort to take me to court before a judge to have me declared incompetent so medical care could be ensured.
Yeah.
I refused medical care at the hospital because I did not...
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Let me get down to... I can reasonably assume that they never took me before a judge to have medical care ordered. Here we go. I never put up any kind of a struggle, nor did I do anything else to warrant being forcibly strip-searched by a bunch of filthy male Nazi pigs.
Wow.
Numerous male staff milled about the area, looking, snickering, and making demeaning comments about me. The supervisory staff involved in this psychological brutality are... And he names a captain and a lieutenant. Okay. I was put through two strip searches. Each time I was forcibly strapped down with my clothing forcibly ripped off by male staff, much the way one might expect a rapist to do it. There was absolutely no justification for what they did to me. They degraded me while I was strapped down, particularly the lieutenant, who repeatedly referred to me as sir or mister in a sarcastic manner, and on the heels of a medical and clinical emergency when I had tried to castrate myself after exactly this kind of abuse. He would stray behind after the others left my cell and make degrading comments towards me.
Wow.
While I was strapped down. I was very afraid of him. Guards would stand in my doorway looking at my body and invite other guards to check me out.
Oh, man.
According to policy, I was to be checked every 2 hours. That meant a physical check every 2 hours.
Like checking his junk?
On at least two occasions, medical staff forced me to urinate while lying on my back.
See if it's still there.
This caused tremendous pressure on my groin and was extremely painful, to the point that I was screaming in pain. On several other occasions, I was forced to. Guards refused to get medical staff to help me so I could go, not even cleaned up afterwards.
This is grossing me out.
The urine was later sopped up, but I was not bathed or allowed to take a bath, and I stunk like number one for days.
Jesus,
they put a diaper on me after a day.
Oh,
and I wound up developing the worst case of diaper rash you could possibly imagine.
Oh, God, this gets worse.
They refused to do anything for it, and I had to wait until I was sent to a different facility before I was able to have anything done about it. Oh. Imagine being strapped down for days with a severe itch that you cannot scratch.
We're going to need a lot of Desinex in here.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, this is pretty horrible.
I don't like prison.
I told both medical staff and the chief psychologist that if they kept me strapped down, they could end up killing me, causing me to develop blood clots. They never checked with any of the experts I provided. I will continue this expose soon with an example so grotesque it rivals anything ever heard on the Don and Mike Show. Please have your listeners contact their politicians and the WDOC secretary and ask them what the F is going on in the Wisconsin Department of Corrections.
Who's feeling queasy?
So we, again,
we get another one?
That's the second.
God.
And again, even after that letter, I decide I'm not going to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Letter number three.
Wow.
Dear Don and Mike, it's me again.
Hey, buddy.
Donna.
May I borrow a crayon and some stamps?
It's me, Donna. Inmate 105033.
Donna?
Though make sure your listeners don't address mail to me with the name Donna on the envelope. The Department of Correction Nazis will refuse to deliver it to me and will return it addressee unknown, even though they well know that I am Donna Dawn.
Jesus Christ.
I returned to Dodge Correctional Institution in late 2001 and was subjected to repeated abuse by male prison staff who once again stated I was a damn male and they were going to treat me like one. They called me fag, queer, told everyone to call me Mr. and Sir, made comments that taking a shower, forced me to wear male clothing, forced me to go without shaving, were not allowing me to remove my facial hair, which I had been doing for years. It got to the point that I had to pull out my facial hair with my fingertips, causing ingrown hairs, infection, and in some cases, permanent scarring.
This lady is a mess.
They insisted on making me wear male clothing, even though this facility has both male and female inmates, and they had female clothing available for me. They thought it was funny to make me wear male clothing. They claimed they were not going to allow me to wear female clothing because it was not medically necessary. In a previous facility, they claimed it was a security risk. In my opinion, the term security risk is used as a veil for bigotry. So even though I have obvious female development, and most inmates related to me as a female, the male-dominated prison staff has insisted on forcing me to wear male clothing.
What a dilemma.
One unit sergeant called me a faggot over his walkie-talkie while talking to another guard.
Come here, bugger faggot.
If there is anyone out there who would be willing to provide me with such a test, I would be willing to take a polygraph exam to substantiate all of my statements made about the male Nazis working in Donna's the state getting, of Wisconsin.
Donna's getting more upset and more upset.
Sure. Okay, hold on.
Donna does go on, I'll tell you that.
Again.
Donna has a lot of time.
Is that as long a letter as I think it is?
Now.
Do I have time for this, or should I break?
We should break.
Do you want to hear about the abuse by male prison staff at the Dodge Correctional Institution?
Well, we've heard about it.
Which they forcibly masculinized... again, there's the word.
I got to find out.
Masculinized him. He again tried to castrate himself. The castration attempt was the result of serious abuse by the male prison staff and horribly terrifying nightmares about male prison guards beating me, as well as frequent flashbacks of the rape that I experienced at the Green Bay Correctional Institution.
Christ.
He then very, very, very...
graphically?
Yes, and in great detail... describes how he attempted to castrate himself. Is this something you'd like to hear?
Why are you looking at me? Why are you putting all the pressure on me? I know that our listening audience has curious people in it. Well, I mean, we've been with this person, Donna, to hear the story, yeah. Are they going to bleep out the whole thing if you read that?
I don't know. I mean, it starts off, I took some nylon thread. We found the word masculinized.
Is it masculinized?
M-A-S-C-U-L-I-N-I-Z-E. This is from the dictionary.
Masculinized. I guess they're trying to make him a man. Dress him up like a man, I guess.
To give a chiefly masculine character to, especially to cause a female to take on male characteristics.
So what they're trying to masculinize him, what they're doing, it's the opposite. It's kind of like the opposite of emasculate. You're going to somebody. You're going to put male clothing on him. You're going to let him go. Yeah, like what he said before. Right. I understand.
All right,
but
so
I'm still having trouble getting by the nylon thread. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. I am just... That's all you need to say.
I took some nylon thread.
Here he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to warn our listening audience.
First, flossed my teeth with it.
Oh.
I then smeared it around my sink area, then under my toilet bowl and floor.
Oh.
I picked icky gunk out from under my toenails and wiped that on the thread as well.
Oh. I'm going to throw up.
Oh.
This is so gross. This is what... Now, this
as
is
a final step...
This is a disturbed individual.
I smeared feces on the thread.
Oh.
I then threaded a needle.
No.
And pushed...
Oh. God damn it.
This is only the third letter the dude sent us.
All right. Why is he doing all the yucky stuff? Why is he doing that? That's...
I don't know.
I mean, the whole thing just took on a completely...
Look at this.
As much as, you know, whatever you think about transsexuals...
There's the third letter.
That whole thing with the thread, just... That's weird stuff.
There's the third letter. We got two more to go.
And I mean, beyond weird.
We got two more to go.
The overall story is weird. This takes a... Oh, my God.
You know what I think I'm going to make? I'm going to make the executive decision... That I'm gonna continue with this after the break.
Very good.
I'm afraid I'm gonna have to continue. But you know what? I'm gonna stop it there with letter number three.
Yeah.
And just tell you that letter number three, and you've already heard some of what's involved, does not rival letter number four or the one we just received yesterday, letter number five.
Wow. Is there any explanation? You've looked at these letters. Is there any explanation why he put all the yucky stuff on the thread?
No.
I don't get that.
There's none. No.
What's that all about? To cause an infection? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Anybody want lunch?
Yeah. All
right. I'm starved. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh, you like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama!
You
can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, hi, there you go. Here he is.
Official spokesman of the stupid, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And count us as stupid.
Yes.
It's official. When we got the phone call from the guy saying it was Eric Snow from the 76ers.
Yeah.
Eric Snow from the 76ers just called up to say he's listening to the show.
Yes.
And it wasn't Eric Snow from the 76ers that called him. Eric Snow's pissed off. Now, I don't know if he's pissed off at us.
You're kidding me.
No, I swear to God.
We had an imposter?
Yeah, an imposter who worked his way past Lisa, who worked his way past Johnny. And, like, the end game wasn't that the guy said, F you.
No.
It was just a guy, since we are having athletes from the Philadelphia teams call the show.
Right.
Eric Snow was the guy. Now, I don't know if there's a mole at YSB who told somebody that Eric Snow was supposed to call.
Pretty sophisticated.
But though. The real Eric Snow apparently sounds a little blacker than,
the real Eric Snow, hello there, Don's Mike's.
Man, oh man. Well, probably not like that.
And, yeah, hello there.
Yeah, so explain.
This is Eric Snow's.
And then after that, someone called up and said that they were Donovan McNabb.
Oh.
And that's when we put two and two together. And then we hear that Eric Snow was driving around and listening to the show and called in and said,
who the F was that?
Hey, that wasn't me, man.
Wow,
I mean, I'd be glad to call the show.
Pandemonium.
It's funny.
That's all.
It is pretty funny.
That's funny. PJ.
It's very funny.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to let you know when he said that he wanted the finals to be the Wizards versus the 76ers, there's no way it can be since they're both in the same division.
But you know what? Hold on. You know what? I was going to say it could be the Eastern Finals, but you're right. You're right.
It could
be the finals in the Eastern Division.
Yeah, it could be the Eastern Finals, but I thought he said the NBA Finals.
Who knows?
I don't know. All I know is that some guy... Listen, if you're going to prank call us, at least have an end.
Yeah, because then you get the credit.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, you're very welcome. Because now all we know is that the real Eric Snow's pissed off.
Now are we in our defensive crowd.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Joe Frazier.
All right, Joe. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello? Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Tom from West Seattle.
Todd from West Seattle. Hi, Todd.
Hey, I have a problem I hope you guys can solve.
Yes, sir.
I work with my buddy, and we listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
And I guess on your intro, it says something about you guys, spoofing you guys, said you guys are black or something like that.
What? We don't have an intro that spoofs us. We are black. Is that the question?
What's that?
We are both African-American.
Yeah, that's...
Was that your question?
Was that the question?
We're colored.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you.
Glad we could clear that up for you.
Bye. Bye, soul brother.
I hope you win the bet.
Bye-bye.
He did. Here we go.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic.
Soul brother.
Right. Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
This is Donovan McNabb.
Hey!
How you doing, Donovan?
I can get a hold of you guys. You're impossible to get a hold of. I'm from just outside of Philly. I love you.
Thank you, Donovan.
Thank you for calling, Donovan.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, man.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Incidentally, if you're wondering, Buzz is Arab,
right.
And Rob is a full Cherokee Indian.
100%. Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
Just in case you're wondering. And Mike and I are black.
And Lisa is Samoan.
And... I was just reading you the transvestite jail bill.
And let me tell you something. You got to the very beginning of the castration part, and that's where it... I mean, the transsexual thing, for people that don't understand it, is whacked out to start with. But when you got into this whole thing, you know, where he's trying to do this to himself, it sounds like he's trying to give himself some sort of horrible infection because he's putting all the stuff on the thread. Oh, my God.
Okay,
I'm grossed out even talking about it.
I'm going to be careful here because I don't know how much of this is going to get dumped out.
Right.
How I did it.
You're not going to read the part about the threading, are you?
I took some nylon thread and first flossed my teeth with it.
Oh.
I then smeared it around my sink area and then my toilet bowl and floor. I picked icky gunk out from under my toenails and wiped that on the thread as well. As a final step, I smeared feces on the thread.
Oh, please.
I then threaded a needle.
Jesus!
Leading to the bees.
Okay.
Yeah. I did the same thing to both sides and then attached a tourniquet to both of those and tightened them up so as not to cut off. My thinking was if the blood flow was not cut off, the infected threads would create, and here you asked why he was putting the bad stuff on there, the infected threads would create a sufficient infection to kill my testes.
God. Oh, well, all right. At least he explains himself.
My scrote...
That's totally logical.
Yeah. My scrote became so infected, it swelled up to the size of a grapefruit.
Oh, my God.
After a week, smelled horribly.
Oh, really?
There was a time when I was certain that I had gangrene, but learned later that I didn't. After a week, I informed the unit psychologist... Doctor, and I'm not going to mention his name, of what I had done.
Dr. Bombay.
I had done. And that I could not stand being abused anymore, and I would just let everything rot off.
Oh, my God.
If my transgender needs continued to be ignored and guards continued abusing me. His response was, you are a man, and we're going to treat you like a man.
My God.
We don't care if you let all of your genitals rot off. We will let you sit in your cell and do that.
Mm.
I also informed medical services about what I had done, informing them in detail how I had infected the thread and thought I had developed gangrene.
He likes the thread story.
Wow. I wrote to the warden and the security, both of whom ignored my letters and pleas for help.
Help me.
Medical staff claimed when I was being manipulative.
No floss for you, mister.
This is a common claim of Wisconsin Department of Corrections staff when dealing with a crisis involving transsexual prisoners. My style-smelling pus would...
He's getting off on telling us this
don't
story.
Don't be graphic. Won't make it on the air. That's the message. All right, then so that you guys get to hear this, so it's not...
Hey, Lisa, do we know how much of this has gotten on the air? Because it might be a good idea to know what's gotten on, because then we can, if it's not getting on, we shouldn't...
Let me say that...
We should explain it.
Let me say that it's swollen down there.
It's about a guy taking, like, floss to himself.
Horrible pus would squirt out of the needle holes. Got so great.
Lisa, what's going on? Is any of this getting on the air?
I was in excruciating pain, and medical staff refused me narcotic pain medication. They used my pain to try and control me. Hi there, Lisa.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on? Is any of this getting on the air?
Not a lot of it. I don't have the exact words for word.
Am I supposed to
You can't be graphic. You can't paint.
How can I not be graphic? I mean, does everybody know what I'm talking about, what this guy's doing, though?
I mean, that's what I wanted to know. You know, whether, I guess, it's Lisa's not hitting the delay. She doesn't know what's getting cut out, so it's hard for her to know.
Let me just ask someone on the phone. Yeah. Is this making it on the air? Hello, who's this?
It's Dan.
Dan, is this making it on the air? Are you understanding this?
Yeah, I'm making it. It's disgusting. I actually have to turn the radio off at points because I can't even take it.
There we go.
All right, well, that's
that
my answer.
Answers
Thank
the
you,
question.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You kind of watch the graphicness, right? Okay.
Yes. If you paint a picture of something graphic like that, then it will more than likely be.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let me see. I was in excruciating pain. No need to dump that.
No. I mean, who hasn't been in excruciating pain?
Exactly. On one occasion, a nurse wanted to examine me, and I complied until I got to her station and saw that she wanted to have two male guards hold my arms while I was wearing a handcuff belt. I was on a secure unit.
Jesus.
She wanted them to do this to me while she pulled down my pants. I'm thinking, this bitch is nuts. She wants to allow male guards to hold me while she pulls down my pants.
Yeah, she's nuts.
And all of this on the heels of two sexual assaults by prison guards in Green Bay. I was not able to do it. I was not able to be examined because this nurse was trying to force me to expose myself to male guards.
Well, that's where the problem is. Now, Donna, I'm going to be firm with you here.
Good.
Donna, you should have let the nurse look at you.
I was repeatedly told that the medical and security staff were going to allow me to remain in my cell and develop gangrene and die before they would meet my transgender needs. There were several primary ones and a few others. The main ones, I'd be allowed female attire. Now, these apparently are his demands.
He wants to not be masculinized. He wants to be able to wear beautiful, pretty dresses.
I'd be allowed female attire, that I'd be strip searched only by female staff, and that a female prison guard be present anytime I had to leave the prison for any kind of transfer, as I'm terrified of the male prison guards. They refuse to allow any of these demands and reaffirmed their earlier statements that they would leave me in my cell to die.
Don't the gals wear jumpsuits too?
Before they would meet any of these needs.
I mean, it's not like the gals are around there like wearing leather miniskirts.
Let me see.
The women in prison wear, you know, pants.
Yeah. I finally made it to the University Hospital of Madison, Wisconsin, where I was treated just as abusively by medical staff at that hospital.
But that's where she began listening to the show.
Who have not an inkling of how to treat transsexual patients. I spent 8 days in the hospital on continuous pain meds and IV antibiotics.
It
required surgery to clean up my infection. Before I left for the hospital, a prison guard who had made frequent comments towards me, including comments like, did your nuts fall off yet? Said, hey, Donna, how's your nuts? This prison guard's name, read the name. Recently he was caught showing an unauthorized videotape to prison inmates while providing a degrading and humiliating commentary as the videotape played. The subject of the videotape was gender reassignment surgery.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, seems like Donna has a lot of issues.
Yeah. Wait till you guys hear what happened to me when I returned from the 8 days in the hospital. You won't believe it. To be continued in my next letter.
Well, I will tell you, there is entertainment value in this story. And I'm glad that the infection was treated.
I'm just curious, do we have any idea what Donna is in for? What the crime was that put him or her there in the first place?
Well, perhaps some of that female activity that goes on.
Guilty of brilliance.
Here is the fourth letter.
I think she's a political prisoner, Buzz.
That must be it.
Dear Don and Mike. Well, this is my fourth letter, and still you've not read them on the air.
We're reading them all today, Donna.
It's me again, Donna Dawn.
Donna Dawn. What's that flower you got?
I spent 8 days at the University Hospital of Wisconsin and returned to the Dodge Correctional Institution.
A little faded rose of days gone by.
On February 18th, 2002. Upon my arrival, I was strip-searched first and partially by one male guard. Then another took his place so he could get a good look, too. I was informed, per order of my doctor, I was to be placed in observation status until I learned how to behave myself and stop being a problem for medical insecurity. It was made clear I was being placed in clinical observation status for no other reason than to punish me.
Well, that Donna's a handful.
My bandages were taken from me, and I was given only a thin, transparent paper gown to wear.
Well, that's kind of like working her way back into the, the female attire.
I was placed in a completely stripped cell with no mattress or bedding or clothing. Nothing to bathe with, no toilet paper.
I mean, just a little something from Martha Stewart.
The cell had a hard plastic mat over a concrete slab.
That's not good.
The plastic had small bumps all over it, which looked like tiny speed bumps. This is what I had to lay on when I could even lay down.
That's what Rob sleeps on every night.
The bumps caused me to develop painful bruises all over my body.
Princess and the Pea.
The cell had a glass front. In addition to that, I was under 24 observation by a camera as well as a staff.
Did you say the cell had a glass front?
Yes.
Nice. Have the lamps stopped crying, Clarice?
The building was unheated, and this is the month in which it's very cold outside.
No dust ruffle?
I had to pace back and forth in my cell continuously to fight off hypothermia many days. When the temperature was in the 40s, and you can verify that with the National Weather Service.
Just a space heater, come on.
When I say pace back and forth continuously, I don't mean for a few hours or a few minutes. I mean 12 to 18 hours at a time.
Wow.
My feet are covered with blisters.
Oh, my God.
Medics have refused to treat.
Could have walked on his hands.
This sounds like Papillon.
I developed more nerve damage in my toes from all the pacing back and forth I did. For 1 week, I was denied anything whatsoever to keep warm, and I paced and shivered continuously.
Now, hold it a second. I think, we've heard enough from Donna right now, where I think Donna may be a little bit of a whiner.
Let me just leave you with this part of letter number four. Because of all of the pacing back and forth and the cold causing my beanbag,
right,
to expand and contract.
Oh, there it is with the scrote again.
Half my stitches broke free.
Of course.
And my surgical incision broke open on one side.
Ew.
I had been denied adequate amounts of toilet paper by the male guards. And as a result, I developed a crust of...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Around a crust of BM,
oh,
around my down there,
uh-huh.
On which I was unable to wash off because I had nothing to bathe with.
Who wants to date Donna?
Hey, for 2 weeks. Damn. because the crust was so close to my open wound.
Oh, Jesus!
I did not receive a blanket for a week.
My God.
Okay, I got to.
How about a nice warm soak?
I got to save the rest of letter number four and the startling revelations in letter number five.
Oh my Donna, God. This is a fascinating story.
The next time we get to this, let me say that the story does have in letter number five a resolution.
Ah, okay. But you see, you're not going to tip the hand as to whether that is a good ending or a bad ending.
Something happens. The story has a definitive end.
Oh, wow.
In letter number five.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Wow.
Donna, this is a fascinating story. We thank you for your correspondence.
Now, I apologize for not having read all of the letters as they came in.
Mm-hmm.
But once we got to number four, I knew we were on to something.
It's like Harry Potter.
And number five is a killer letter.
Wow. It's like Harry Potter and you're reading all the books at once.
Number five's a killer.
Can't wait to hear it.
Now, remind me, at some point, maybe on tomorrow's show, we'll pick it up with the rest of letter number four. Remember, he has just split himself wide open.
Don, please refer to her, Donna Dawn.
She has.
The saga of Donna Dawn.
And her crust.
Right.
Donna Dawn.
We heard a little bit about the crack of dawn.
It's expanded and contracted.
Old joke, but it fits.
Half the stitches broke free. The surgical incision broke open on one side.
My God.
And the crust around the exit area.
Crust. And we're not talking pie crust either.
No, we're not.
I hope not.
So let's save that for tomorrow's show. The Dynamite Transsexual Jail Mailbag.
This is not the best smelling cell I've ever been in.
We will be right back.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
With a zero tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Oh, true embarrassment tomorrow night. It's our show bowling team. Dynamite Gutterballs. We're taking on the Red Storm tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Chelsea Piers here in New York. Red Storm, this team we're bowling, consists of three pros.
Uh-oh.
And the national amateur champion.
Very exciting.
Go to stormbowling.com for details. We'd love to see you. Have a drink with you tomorrow night at the Piers, starting at 7. The password is 1100-pin handicap.
Keeps going up every moment.
Yay. Toodaloo ass. See you there tomorrow night. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. How are you?
Is this a guy with Arnold tapes?
Detective John Kimball.
We've only heard these like 1,000 times.
Good timing, though.
You son of a bitch.
Right.
Wow, he's angry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Nice fidelity on that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
All right. It was Don and Mike, I have to say, first of all, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
And, Mike, I went up to the main street on Saturday and saw the band.
Yes, sir.
Kick ass.
Thank you very much. That's nice of you to say that.
Once again, for the new listeners in Philly, let me please say again.
I won't be drinking water when you say it this time.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band.
That's it.
Like many others before him.
I'm glad you had a good time, though, sir.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, listen, I got my wife here. She was interested in getting involved. Maybe y'all could put her on to the tough woman competition and kick some ass for y'all.
Is your wife tough?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
She got a lot of aggression she got to get out.
She can volunteer at the website.
She got a lot of aggression she got to get out.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a tape of retard singing.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. It's got like a 20-second intro.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Is that going to be a goof on us, do you think?
I don't know.
does have a 20-second intro, doesn't it? Unfortunately, the audio quality is not strong.
Yeah. Send it to us. You got to send it to us. We can't hear it on the telephone.
Amen.
I'll put him on hold. Send us whatever the record is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
Hey, I'm very upset that that really isn't Donna from the Wisconsin prison. It's Tommy from Giant Food.
That's exactly who it is.
Oh, that's sad.
I think we saw him in a restaurant up here one time.
Oh, no, we were in the Brooklyn Diner.
That's right.
And I turned to Mike and to Rob, and I said,
"There's Tommy.
You want to see grown-up Tommy from the Giant ads?"
Yeah.
And there's this guy with that queerest-looking guy.
Hi there.
Jesus Christ.
Killed him, Mike.
That was sitting right next to us.
Tommy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have some comments about these prison letters you were reading.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know, do you know what this guy was convicted of?
We were asking that at the end of the break. We're not sure, and, we're speculating. It's hard to say. Obviously, he's in prison. Yeah.
Right. Well, let me tell you, prisoners have obviously been convicted of doing something. Their rights in prison are to eat, sleep, and defecate. Anything beyond that is an added bonus.
Well, it sounds to me like Dawn was getting those rights, which is how she ended up with a crust.
Donna Dawn.
Oh, Donna Dawn, excuse me.
Right.
The fact that he did this to himself with the nylon string.
Yes.
I think that qualifies him as some kind of weirdo.
Yeah. Let me just
What makes you think that?
I'm
glad he's not on my street corner. I'm glad he's in prison.
Let me just say.
And if you walk into a prison acting like some kind of, how can I put this?
Just say it, honey.
Freak.
Yeah.
Freak, you know, you can be a transsexual, you can be gay, you can be whatever you want, but in prison, if you walk in there like that, expect to be
abused. I think you're being very unfair.
Why?
He's kidding.
To a prisoner that I pay my taxes to feed, clothe, and house?
I think you're just, where are your feelings?
What's that?
Where are your feelings? Can you be kind?
Absolutely. I can be very kind.
I think you're being very unfair to Donna.
I don't. To Donna?
Yeah, Donna Dawn.
No, this is a guy, not a girl. Don't refer to him as a girl.
Donna is a woman trapped in a man's body.
Exactly. Mike, you're always so sympathetic to the needs of those.
I am.
I know, you pussy.
I know. Well, you can call me a pussy, but I tell you, I think you're being extremely unfair. I feel an amount of concern and compassion for young Donna.
Ma'am, let me say, perhaps you and I can line up on the same side on this.
Yes. I think so.
I say string him up and kill him.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Well, you know, if you two want to be that Mike, insensitive
once again,
the needs of Donna.
Once again, that's the velvet rope.
Why do I have to be sensitive to the needs of a prisoner?
That's the dividing rod.
For all I care.
That's the dividing rod between us.
What's your first name, ma'am?
Kelly.
Kelly, Donna is a human being.
Mike, let me speak for Kelly.
A human being.
Donna is a man.
I disagree.
Right. String him up by his genitals.
Disagreed.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I love the show.
It's nice to meet a right-thinking American. Thank you, Kelly.
Bye, God bless America. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And a patriot. Oh, goodbye, Kelly, you heartless fishwife.
Kelly with
the sea. Bye-bye. Geez.
Where are her human elements?
I love down my show. Let me just tell you that when I get to when I finish letter number 4 tomorrow and letter number 5.
Yes.
It's a happy ending.
Oh, thank God. What a relief.
It's a happy ending for Donna.
Donna's happy?
Donna is happy in the final letter.
Donna is a happy pretty girl at the end of the story?
Don't want to tell you exactly what's happening.
Oh, good. Thank you for that tease.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Now,
I'll sleep well tonight.
Now, you know, Donna could be, let me just say, Donna could be dead.
Oh, no.
That could be a happy ending for Donna.
How could you get a letter from Donna describing Donna's own death, though? Well, unless it was something Donna wrote before she...
No! Could be.
Wow.
Or, perhaps, Donna's dream has come true.
Doing that again.
And perhaps...
That's what I'm hoping.
The beanbag...
Yeah, gone.
And the hose are gone.
Where is it? Gone. Where'd it go?
Don't know. Or, perhaps...
Oh, the crust...
It's always about the crust with you.
Yeah. Nothing to do with the anal crust, Rob.
Flaky crust.
Or let me simply offer this as a third possible.
Yeah.
Perhaps Donna has seen the light and has gone the other way.
Really?
Those are your three options.
Fascinating.
When you hear the final letter, either Donna has offed herself.
Right.
Or
become successful, had successful transsexual surgery.
Yeah, and let me say, possibly by herself.
I see.
She facilitated this move.
Right.
Or
she's gone straight.
She's decided that she's a man, and she wants to be a man.
Well, the only way this will be a happy ending is if I come in tomorrow and Donna's sitting in our lobby.
I don't think there's a chance. Donna's still in jail.
Oh, okay.
Or in the cemetery.
Oh, wow.
She's in one of two places.
Can't wait. Boy, that's quite a cliffhanger.
Hello. Donna. Hello. Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, how you doing, Donna Mike?
Hi, Marcus. We're doing great.
Oh, listen, I'm a big fan of you guys. I started listening to you about 2 years ago when I was working down in D.C. I'd like to compliment you on a great job over at NEW.
Thanks.
And basically, I heard last night, I just wanted to mention, I don't know what the heck is going on between all the warring factions.
Got to play, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you, though. Let's go to Johnny. Hey, Johnny, Don and Mike show. Hello. I hope you dumped out of that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So I was just wondering, did she finish the final letter with Toodaloo Krusty Ass?
Toodaloo Krusty Ass. What a great radio name, too. It's the Krusty Ass Show.
Toodaloo Krusty Ass. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike was saying that in prison, everybody wear jumpers. They don't want them to wear the clothes in state prison. You get to wear street clothes.
Okay, so can the ladies wear, like, dresses?
Yeah, and they might get sent, the faggy might get sent some Frankie B's up in there or something, had them niggas going crazy.
So that means, see, that answers my question. Now, you're talking about in certain, like, I think in, like, county jails, you have to be in the jumpsuit, right?
Right.
But if you go to, like, the federal penitentiaries, you can wear what you want.
Wear what you want. Jordans, tight pants.
Very good.
Walk around with the bras and everything on.
Uh-huh. Right, okay.
The fighting shorts. Had everybody in there fighting with knives, man.
Right. What did you remember, they're all human beings.
What did you wear?
Huh?
What did you wear?
What did I wear?
Yeah.
Just jeans and a shirt, dog.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, dog.
There you go.
See you later.
Keep it simple.
Keep it bye simple. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Just jeans and a shirt,
dog.
Very tasteful line.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
What's up, man?
Hey, dude.
All right.
Oh, I got it. You know what? I just. Oh, my God.
I just called the guy dude.
Dude.
All right.
I just doodled myself. Sorry about that.
We used to have the things hooked up, the electrodes hooked up when you'd say that.
I said dude. God damn it. Dude. Jesus. That's for me. Okay, what can I do for you? Hello, what can we do for you?
All right, I loved you guys' bit with the PlayStation 2 when you broke it.
Right.
All right. Now, with some strange thing, I had an Xbox and I want another one. I want you guys to smash it for me.
Love to.
Where are you from?
I'm from Jersey, and I listen to you guys on WNEW.
Bring it down to WNEW. We'd be glad to break it for you.
I definitely will. Can I get there tomorrow, possibly?
Sure. Come down tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, hold on a second.
And you guys suck.
Thank you very much.
Gratuitous destruction.
So the guy just wants us to. Why? I don't know why he wants us to break. There was a reason we broke the PlayStation 2.
Right.
Okay, whatever. Come on.
I mean,
down.
You know, it's mindless, irrational destruction, and that's okay for this show.
Oh, hello, Don, and my show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Okay, well, great.
Just out of curiosity, I know you're having trouble with other personality there. Is there going to be an outcome as far as what happened? I mean, it's obviously there's a problem.
Problem?
What is it?
You got to dump out of that. I thought he was talking about the letter we got.
No.
All right, dump out of that.
Sorry about the thing.
Okay, dump out of that,
right.
Please. Jesus Christ. We're just here to do our show.
That's it.
That's all.
Amen, brother.
We're here to do our show.
And hello. Read about Donna.
Chris, Donna, my show.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
That's why I didn't say dump immediately on that thing. Like
you were drifting off a little bit there.
They had ordered us to, because I thought he was talking about
how dare
Donna.
How you for not hanging on his every word.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Yeah, how you doing?
You were thinking of Donna during that call.
Hello.
I listened to the that guy that had the tape of the retards singing.
Yes.
And I heard there was a concert that last weekend that I went to that had some retards singing. They're going to be in concert again next month. At the State Theater on April 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
Oh, is that your next
that's
band?
That's real nice,
is
ass.
Is that your next band gig?
You are such an ass. You better be coming to the show.
I come last week and I couldn't. I definitely come.
You better come to the show. That's funny, though. That is very, very funny.
Mike O'Meara's retard band.
We got our big thing coming up next month. I'll tell you more about it.
Gotcha. Well, I think he's already let the cat out of the bag.
Well, sure. Yeah, he's let the cat out of the bag. Well, you know, if you came to me... If you came to Main Street on Saturday night, there's truth in everything.
I love
it. It might not have been the singing part, but there was definitely the dancing part.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Tag. Hi, sweet cheeks.
Is this Donna?
No, this is the boy who wants to lick Don's dandy.
I think this is Glenn.
Is it Glenn again?
No, but you're very close.
It's not Glenn. Who is it then?
This is Harry Von Harriet. Hi, I'm half man, half woman. You're Harry's hermaphrodite.
And you want to
lick on D&D.
He wants to lick at D&D.
This is Glenn.
M-E-A-C, my friend, and I don't mean the gambling place.
You can't get another.
Glenn.
This isn't Glenn. This is a newbie. You'll hear from me soon.
All right.
It's Henrietta, the man who wants to lick the D&D, is the A-C, and the B-F-T.
What's the A-C?
The A crack.
The ass crack.
Yeah.
All right.
So he wants your D's, your B's, your D, your B's, and your AC.
And he's a new caller.
Yeah.
He's a new one to add to the mix.
Henry Harrietta, what is it?
Harry.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right, bring him on. As long as it's not Glenn the janitor, it's fine with me.
That's right.
Let's go to news and comments now with Guy Birdley.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, here you go. Pressure on Buzz. Spotlight on Buzz.
I'm ready.
What's the lead story today?
Today, things get even stranger at the Georgia Crematorium.
No! Right now, there. Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's a home run.
I knew I could do it.
That's a home run.
And then once again, he'll be revealing our involvement.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you want to make a little extra money on the side and you invest in something, always check it out first.
Right. But, Mike, they gave us cash just to put our name on the crematorium.
Remember that son of a bitch that pitched us on that? There's money and death. Remember what he said?
Yeah. Don and Mike's crematorium.
Yeah.
All you needed was the publicity picture.
Right.
And that was it.
$5,000 each.
That was it.
And we made tons of cash. We know they're stacking up the bodies outside.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here, Don and Mike Show. That was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, damn straight.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day.
Good day.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Thursday on the show, kind of erotic and kind of gay. The contest is called What You Got Up There.
What You Got Up There?
Put something in your orifice. In your orifice down there. For guys, just your B. You know, your A. Your AH.
No.
And for girls, your V, your P. Your C. I'm thinking of the various words.
Very good.
That's fine. Also, girls, you can put it in your B or your AH.
Very good.
We're going to pay $500 for the most unusual item to come out of the orifice of a man and a woman.
Exactly.
Thursday, that'll be here at the Don and Mike Show. You got to come down to 57th and 7th. WNEW with something in your orifice.
Yeah, but, you know, as far as the ladies are concerned, you know, why put it in a change purse when you can put it in a full-size piece of luggage?
Right. Yeah, ladies, please, think V.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, ladies in the front and guys in the back.
Well, there's no other place for the guy to put it.
I know. I know.
Mr. Donna.
It's time for news with Buzz. Buzz brought to you today by Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself over to Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili, a big old chili dog, or a half-pound char-grilled a half-pound char-grilled burger.
Yum, yum.
Go to hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, this update on the creepy crematorium in Georgia makes the whole story just a little bit stranger, if you can imagine that.
Again, we're sorry.
Yeah, we didn't mean to.
We're sorry, Christ.
You thought, I mean, we were enough. Helping. I mean, people are talking to us in the hallways here and saying, you know why? We did it because we thought it was a good investment, and we're really sorry we didn't. We're not responsible for people that don't do their jobs.
Well, the total up to 300 yet, Buzz?
Yeah, 339 now, Don.
All right, I guarantee you, they'll find no more than 400 bodies.
No way. It's a relief to know.
No more than 400 bodies.
Thank you for that. If they do, our last minute instructions weren't listened to.
Rob is five?
There. Well, Rob says maybe five.
No more than 500 bodies.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, they're now draining the lake on the crematory property, looking for more corpses. The count still stands at 339, and only 86 of those have been identified. There are two bizarre developments to the story, even more bizarre than the story itself. First, it turns out the incinerator, he is not broken, and apparently never has been.
Well, they lied to us.
Okay. Well, you know, then why didn't they use... Well, I know why.
Why?
Money.
What?
Saves on the gas bill.
Fuel.
The operator...
Logs. Yeah, but the thing, it took like as much fuel as a Honda generator.
I understand, but, you know, over the long haul, you count those 400 bodies, you're talking serious money.
Christ, did we get ripped off?
Well, we didn't get ripped off when we were cashing those dividend checks. The guy you hired to front the operation, the operator, is now being kept behind bars for his own safety.
Good.
He had said that the incinerator was busted, but a test this week shows it works fine. Other spooky development.
Do you want to come clean on this, too? We knew.
You first.
We knew it was. We knew that it was.
Why not just hang us, Mike? Why not just hang us? I want to say officially, for the record, as far as I knew, the incinerator was busted.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike's on his own there.
Stick with that. Thanks, pal. The other spooky development.
I thought we had our story together.
Sorry.
We went in on the investment on Adonimite's Crematorium.
Mm-hmm.
Adonimite's World of Crematorium.
That's right.
World of Crematorium.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal
went
bad.
If you're
going
to sell me out like that, then I'm going to tell the whole truth. At least I didn't go down there like you did one weekend.
Okay, all right. You know what that is? You know what that's called? Checking on the investment.
Yeah.
That's like you don't buy a piece of land and never go look at it. So I went down there.
I remember the conversation, Mr. I had to throw away my boots.
So I went down there. Okay?
There, well, yeah, we say once again, we are very, very sorry. And collectively, oops. The other spooky development, police have found pictures of rotting corpses on the operator's computer.
Yeah. That's my screensaver.
Late last fall, the feds...
I remember coming back from Georgia, and Mike said, God damn, you smell like death.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, it's our investment.
There you go.
Someone had to go down and check on the operation.
Then the glasses clinked. Late last fall, the feds got wind of a plot to smuggle a 10-kiloton nuclear weapon into New York City. The information came from a source of undetermined reliability.
Listen, I just want to say, thanks for telling us.
Never happened.
I don't mean you, Buzz. I mean the government. Thanks for telling us.
The feds.
10 kiloton?
10 kilotons, which would have, you want to know the details?
Would
have killed 100,000 people.
Right.
Would have contaminated 700,000. Of others and would have leveled about a half-mile radius of buildings.
Wow. Well, if we were at home, we'd be safe, though.
Yeah.
Except we'd be glowing.
Mm-hmm.
Not even. You know what I mean? It's like that movie, what was that TV movie when we were kids?
The Day After,
right.
With Jason Robards.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that where Jason Robards was outside of Kansas City and like 2 days later he started getting the lesions all over himself?
Yeah. A lot of New Yorkers and elected officials are angry about being kept in the dark, and not even then-Mayor Giuliani was told about the threat. New Mayor Mike Bloomberg and Governor Pataki think this needs to change. They say the Fed should share the information, which was reportedly held back out of a fear that it would cause a public panic.
Mm-hmm. Really, do you think?
Yeah, really.
It's caused a panic now, like 5 months later.
And today...
I'm buying a rowboat.
Today's primary election day for California Congressman Gary Condit. The polls show he's running anywhere from 8 to 22 points behind his leading opponent.
Come on, Sacramento, let's get out the vote for Gary Condit.
Yay! Still, he runs. The 53-year-old's been out shaking hands and kissing babies, quoting the mayor of Modesto.
Killing girls.
I think a lot of people are going to say screw the press and pull the lever for Gary.
And listen, once again, let me go...
That's a weird part of the world,
let
man.
Let me go via exclusive satellite now. Proof that Chandra Levy is not dead.
She's fine.
Let's go down to the hole.
Hello?
Chandra, hello?
I'm just so PO'd.
Why?
I'm so PO'd that he's actually going to run. I didn't believe it, you know? And I watched the Monica show the other night on HBO. They gave me cable down here. And what a bitch. She's like such a total bitch. But where am I? I'm down here underground breathing air through a PVC pipe.
Well, now, how did they get you cable TV down there, Chandra?
They actually brought me up to the surface, and then they installed it. And it's like, great. It's like I got much all these shows, and they got me a bigger PVC pipe, so I'm getting better food now. But, like, he is such a total ass. I, like, hate him. I, like, hope he's dead. I hope he doesn't run. Like, I hope he runs away. I hope he runs away, like, to Mexico. Because he's out there, like, kissing babies, and I'm still down here underground breathing through a PVC pipe.
Hey, Chandra.
Yes, Don?
How's your crust?
My crust is awful.
Oh.
I've got a 5-month crust.
Oh,
it's not pleasant at all. It's not pretty. He's such a bastard. I hate you, you son of a bitch. You heartless bastard.
But at least you get HBO now.
I do. I love HBO. I love. But, you know, I cried the other night when I watched that show, 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
Really hit a little, like, too close to,
home.
Like, to him. Like, you know, like. But how's everything upstairs?
Oh, I think it's cold today. It's like 20.
Yeah. Okay,
like, 20 today.
I wish, like, I could share with you where I am, but, like, it's an undisclosed, like, location.
Do you not know where you are?
No, silly. I done it. Blindfolded me. And they haven't come clean, and that's why I'm so pissed off that he's running for Congress. He won't do anything like to help me. Like, he's got me underground, like.
He just put you underground with a big PVC pipe.
Like that bastard. Heartless bastard. The food's good. I had McDonald's.
Wow.
That's pretty yummy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Chandra.
How are you doing?
I'm well. And you?
I, like, love your news, like.
Oh, that's so kind of you. I appreciate
okay.
that.
Okay. I'm just angry. I'm angry at Gary.
Of course you are.
I am. I'm so angry.
Former NBA star Jason Williams has finally come forward to offer his condolences to the family of the limo driver shot to death at his home last month.
Very timely.
That's big of him. He was shaking as he said this, but he still didn't actually apologize. Williams is accused of reckless manslaughter.
Did you say he was shaking? Was he like,
he was obviously shaken. I guess you could detect a little shaking.
Oh,
in his body.
Shaking. Yeah, I didn't know if you meant like he was like having a, like a seizure or something.
He was obviously nervous and uncomfortable. He's accused of reckless manslaughter in the shooting, which occurred at a drinking party with some Harlem Globetrotters.
I'll tell you, today, Jason Williams is guilty of calling this show and pretending to be Eric Snow.
There you go.
From the Philadelphia 76ers.
And I think a lesson can be learned. Please, whenever you're going to have a party, don't invite the Harlem Grove.
No, it's trouble.
Right.
He's out on $250,000 bail.
Mike, I disagree. I can't tell you how many great parties I've had with Curly Neal.
There you go. He's a talent.
There you go.
Williams is pleading innocent in the trial that won't start for another 3 months now.
Whenever I have a party, I invite the magicians. That's how old I am.
And let me tell you something. You want a guy who can party all night long?
Yeah.
Meadowlark Lover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, am I king of the Globetrotters?
Yeah, you win.
King of the Trotters.
King of the Trotters.
The controversy isn't over for the Indiana high school wrestling coach who bit the head off a live bird just after Christmas. 31-year-old Aaron Bright decided to motivate his players.
It's called motivation.
Biting the head off a sparrow.
Take a look at this bird.
He says he kind of did it on a dare.
Go out there and play. Play ball now.
He says the players laughed.
There you go.
The animal rights group PETA has filed a criminal complaint, to wit, the mutilation of a vertebrate animal. And the sheriff's office, you're not supposed to
dumb it down for me,
Buzz. Supposed to mutilate any animal that has bones.
So if, like, he ate a worm, it'd be okay, right?
The law. Exactly.
There you go.
It's an invertebrate.
So worms don't have any bones?
No.
Well, I like snakes do.
Don't they got, like, worm bones somewhere in them?
No.
Really? No bones in a worm?
No. Nah, they're just like elasticy jelly.
Which one that?
A worm does not have a bone.
A worm bone?
Sure they do.
A worm does not have a bone. How do worms reproduce?
Well, we're not talking about that bone.
Right, so you give me that. A worm's got a bone.
You're talking about the bone?
Yeah.
The bone.
Yeah. A worm's got a bone.
So you're saying a worm gives another worm the bone?
Yeah, a male worm gives a female worm the bone.
I thought that they were, what's that word for?
Invertebrate.
No.
How do they reproduce?
The word like when they can...
Same sex, asexual?
Like, no, there's another word for it when you can reproduce without another person.
Carry. Oh, your wife?
Wow.
Kidding.
Whoa.
If you were to
Buzz, hold on, we got it.
Fair enough.
Let's break right there with Rob coming through with another personal breakthrough on the show.
Give the worm the bone.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A hearty and booming hello to my wonderful but comparatively tiny viewers. I am the big man. There is no need to fear me. I will not harm you, unless for some reason I don't like your tone of voice. I'm qualified to dispense advice on personal matters financial matters and affairs of the heart. If you've got some problem with that, I'm also qualified to crush your head like a grape. Any objections? I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Go F yourself, douchebag. Your fuzzy smells like garbage. Eat my bung, dickweed.
Thank you, Pete.
H to the Izzo, the Don and Mike Show.
Let me just clear through a couple of these calls real quick. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, this is Ed from Chessport.
Yeah, hi, Ed.
Hey, I'm a little upset with that contest you guys got going on there with the orifice thing.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think you should leave it to the male parts or, like, the transvestal dude? Maybe if they want to whack that thing off, they could stick that there. That'd be pretty funny to come out of that area. Huh?
Well, listen, I think we'll probably have some of the gays representing on Thursday's show.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not a question of size. It's unusual.
Yes.
The most unusual item wins.
Right. Most unusual object
it
item.
It could be teeny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Are you there, Bob?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Donna, Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Great. I know why Jason Williams hasn't said he was sorry.
Why?
The word sorrow, by definition, is an admission of guilt.
Gotcha.
Right.
Thank you, my friend.
The lawyer calling in.
Thank you, counselor. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Nick from Jersey. I want to talk to the guy.
Yeah, Nick, you're on the air. While I'm saying that, let me also say we're looking for call 100 right now. 877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067 or 877-692-1027. Caller 100 right now. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to tell you guys that those guys in Philly don't know what they're talking about. You know, when the other show that comes on after you in Philly first came in, you know, everybody didn't give them a chance, but, you know, they paid off, and I think you guys are going to pay off too. Yeah. So,
thank you. We appreciate
Philly show.
We appreciate the support. Thank you very much. Thanks. Buzz, I almost forgot we're still doing the news.
Oh, yeah, and there's been a change in the card for the upcoming celebrity boxing matches on the Fox Television Network. Tanya Harding won't be facing Long Island Lolita Amy Fisher after all. She'll be boxing presidential accuser Paula Jones instead.
Yeah, no big whoop.
Amy's very unhappy about this and may sue the parole board for telling her she cannot put on the oversized boxing gloves Fox is providing. Even Paula Jones is nervous. She says she hopes the punching doesn't mess up her new nose job.
I wouldn't mind seeing both of them really, like, beat each other to a pulp.
My money's on Paula Jones there.
Yeah.
Really, I'd take Tanya Harding. The match also features Barry Brady Bunch Williams against Danny Partridge Family Bonaducci.
Please, Barry Williams and Lisa, book Barry Williams on the show, please, before this fight. Please, seriously, kick Danny Bonaducci's ass.
You know, as much as I'd like to see that happen, I think Bonaducci's gonna do it.
Oh, so do I.
He just said based on his pure aggression.
But still, maybe we can talk to Barry to have him take the fight seriously.
Yes, exactly.
Not to come out and want to sing like his opera version of "We Are the Champions."
The card was to have featured Marion millionaire Rick Rockwell against Joey Buttafuoco, but Rockwell says he's trying to restore his credibility.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so am I.
Police in the Florida Everglades have uncovered an unbelievable case of incest. 52-year-old Samuel Patrick and his 44-year-old sister Deborah were living together as husband and wife, along with their 9 children and 4 grandchildren. Oh. Quoting a sheriff's deputy, "Not all the kids look funny."
F you, white trash.
Sources say some of the kids have mental problems that may be related to inbreeding. There'll be DNA and other tests to sort all that out. Officials say the statute of limitations has run out on that. And a 31-year-old high school teacher in Northern California, has been charged with having sex with a 16-year-old student.
Oh.
The woman faces 1 felony count of unlawful sex with a minor. Court papers say the teacher began tutoring the boy last spring, and that by July, the relationship became sexual.
Why is it in these stories that if it was a dude... Oh, God damn it!
It's a dude again.
Sorry. It was a male teacher doing it to a female student.
Mm-hmm.
That would make my antennae go up.
Right.
If it's a young boy who's getting it from some hot female teacher...
makes your other antennae go up.
That's education. It's like... Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Welcome to America.
Right. That's good.
For his 17th birthday, she supposedly took him and a friend to a San Francisco strip club and gave them money to tip the dancers.
Isn't that sweet?
In sports, the last place Knicks are keeping the coach despite his 11-27 record. Don Chaney took over for Jeff Van Gundy back in November. Today, his contract was extended.
Count Van Gundy!
And finally...
In a world ruled by Don Geronimo, nothing like this would ever happen. Murray Silver of Palm Beach, Florida, turns 101 years old next month, and he's planning to renew his driver's license.
He'd be in my camp.
You stop.
Excuse, my leisure camp.
Leisure camp.
Right. You stop.
He'd be in my leisure camp. He'd have the electric collar around his neck.
That's a very nice word for prison, boys. He stopped by the DMV the other day to make an appointment. That's when he clipped another car with his Buick.
Oh, dear.
Murray wasn't hurt, but the woman in the other car went to the hospital. Murray also didn't get a ticket, so tomorrow he returns to the DMV so he can keep driving, quoting him, "If I live that long."
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know, could fill a book.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry, man. 100 years old, Christ.
100.
Wow.
Just lay down and die, old man.
Oh, please. You don't mean that.
I do, Buzz. God, I do. Want to see true embarrassment? Watch the Don of My Gunner Balls as we turn 8 shades of crimson as we take on the Red Storm tomorrow night here in New York at Chelsea Piers. We're bowling against real bowlers, professional bowlers, including the national amateur champion.
Very good.
Going to get our ass kicked. Go to stormbowling.com. We'd love to meet you tomorrow night. Have a drink with you at the Piers at 7 o'clock. The password, incidentally, is 1500 pin handicaps.
There you go.
Ass. See our friend Tim Stickney from One Life to Live in Othello at the Pantheon Theater. Runs now through the 16th. Go to www.performerweb.com/Othello. For more information, Thursday, when we do the What You Got In There contest, we're giving away $1,000 in cash, courtesy of the Dish Network, the system Mike and I are getting. Get Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital and static-free channels for 3 months plus free installation. Call 800-333-DISH.
There you go.
Anything else you'd like me to whore out here? What out?
Whore.
She was a whore.
Amtrak. The Amtrak promise. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL to make a reservation. Is that it?
That it?
That's it. Okay, let's get a call number 100. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Call 100.
Oh, no. You got to say it. Sorry, my friend. You got to be assertive. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
All right. Call 100.
No. Nope.
Again. Please, everybody. These are all new callers from Philly. You got to be assertive.
Got to do it.
Hello, Don.
I am the 100th caller.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it at the end of the show. Hi, what's your name?
Tony.
Tony, where are you from?
Portland.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Tony, here you go. You've won the American Pie 2 unrated version on pay-per-view, now available on Comcast, In Demand, and Cox Cable, and along with it, a box of 25 condoms from Durex Condoms.
Oh, I can use those.
Once you make love in a Durex condom, you wonder what kind of love you are making before there's sex. Yeah. And there's sex with Durex. Okay. No, don't worry, Mike.
All right.
Listen, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
See you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. And Rob?
Can you?
Listen. Yeah. It's not a question if I can. Can you?
I'm giving up.
All right. I know you can. Can you be kind? Throw your hat in the air, please. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Oh, he caught it.
Hey, you know what? I'm watching, they got Fox News Channel here.
Yeah.
And it says War on Terror.
Right.
Why are they interviewing David Brenner?
You know what?
Because he's America's last great defense.
And he's done a lot of traveling. That's like his new bit now.
He's a USO guy, right?
Yeah,
he's a USO guy.
All right, I gotcha. Okay, see you tomorrow.
That'll boost morale.
See you tomorrow with a new episode.
So long, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.